Oh, it's time for my favorite radio program. Mm-hmm.
Exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. My name is Chris, and I've got some friends with me. Co-host extraordinaire, 100K. 100K, who I could barely hear for some reason. Try that again.
100 me.
There he is. And I would like to point over to Runner right now, but unfortunately the young gent is working tonight. Instead, we've got a good friend that came in tonight to join us, our boy Vito.
Hey, everybody. That's why you see too many bald heads on one side of this room, I think.
Oh, God, we passed the quota. I didn't even think of that.
Seem to be clipping out. Things seem to be a little crazy. I'm excited, but that's fine. That's fine. You're listening to the Brown Lodge exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. You can hit us up on the AOL Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge. You can also check out the chat room, Radio BBQ Chat, on that fantastic American Online, which it's, I think they changed their name now. They're now called American Online, not just America Online.
Time Warner American Online?
I don't know anything about that. I'm just American, my friend. I'm not Warner.
Oh, and in case anybody's wondering which bald dude is talking at any time, the gay one is Vito. The gay-sounding one is Vito.
See, I don't know that sounds could be gay or, well, I guess sounds probably could be
there
gay.
Was this
we may have to reevaluate at the end of the show. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't know.
I'm not even joking.
Dude, we don't have to reevaluate. We could just call the whole thing
off.
Oh,
that's right. I'm a homo.
We could just say everyone's gay and just get into a big, big mess at the end of the show.
There we go. And that's how we start.
As I said, you're listening to the Brown Lodge. We had a fantastic evening on Monday. I got to be honest, I must say that I thought the show was a little lackluster. I thought the show was a little ugly. I thought it was a little nasty, all due to a bright idea of caffeinating ourselves beyond recognition. During this fantastic show, I'd say we imbibed somewhere between the area of 10 to 15 energy drinks.
Yeah, the extra strength, gigantic kind, too.
Yeah, it was filthy, it was awful, it was exhausting, and I just wanted to talk about a little bit of the aftermath of this event. I left the show, I went home, I felt a little bit,
jacked, icky?
Shall we say jacked? No, not quite kinky, just jacked.
No, I said icky.
Well, yeah, icky would probably be fit.
When you say, just side note, when you say jacked, you're not referring to the new WCBS FM.
No, I'm not referring to the new format of CBS FM here in New York. No. I was felt like, oh, if you could see right now, that's my teeth biting each other, and it's the worst. Like I felt a little amped, I felt a little juicy, felt a little jacked. Went home to my wife and lovely daughter. Actually, my lovely wife and daughter, lovely. They're both lovely. And within 5 minutes of being in my house, I started to feel weak in the knees as though I was going to fall on the floor immediately.
Jesus.
It was an awful, rotten, horrendous feeling.
Was your heart beating really fast?
You know, I never noticed that. Though 100K's heart, he was having palpitations during the show on Monday.
Yeah, there was points where it wasn't even beating, I think.
I actually think it was beating, like, seismically, and not actually physically, because I'm sure seismics mean no feeling.
You were shaking the ground. It was beating so hard.
But it was fantastic.
It was an earthquake.
He was my favorite member of the natural disasters. I wasn't too fond of Typhoon, to be honest with you.
He was a former tugboat, that's why.
Toot, toot.
They turned him into a man? That's insane.
He went from being a boat
There's hope,
to being a natural disaster.
That said, I felt really horrendous. Like I said, I was fine for the show, though I think we were very disjointed and confused and didn't make a lot of sense as we tried to talk throughout the show. We muddled through, or I shouldn't say muddled through, sped through, not even realizing what we were saying half the time. But it was okay. By the time I got home, I was weak. I was miserable. I was falling apart. I felt as though I was going to die. And this morning I woke up and went to work and got myself a diet rock star because that's just how I roll. That's my new jam. I've forgotten all about the Red Bull. I've forgotten all about Pink, and I gotta be honest, this diet rock star really can wake a fella up and introduce him to the night. To the night, to the day, to the whenever. Honestly, I'm mad that we don't have any right now, though we do have a Red Bull in there if we want to start blowing minds.
What happened to the
point.
Big jolt? No more jolt?
I took that yesterday.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe Runner was out not working but bouncing around the blocks.
No. Jolt was, I gotta be honest, Jolt was fairly disappointing. It was very just straight soda-y. It wasn't energy
drinking.
Does
Jolt really need, like, that much else? Is
what do you mean?
Isn't Jolt the original energy drink anyway?
It's supposed to
be a filthy, disgusting energy drink.
But they
drink.
Have to kind of, like, add more to it.
They have to put taurine in it.
Oh, yeah. They actually have to add, like, Duracells.
Ginkgo Kaloba?
Yeah. Like, no, what's the Hoodia Garina?
What
is that?
He pitches in one of the leagues that we were talking about last week. Hoodia Garina. He's sick.
I'll honestly Garina anybody.
You listen to the Brown Lodge. If you did not know, welcome to the show. Welcome to all of you. It's all fantastic here on RadioBBQ.net. Hit us up on the instant messenger at the Brown Lodge. Hit us up in the chat room. Hit everyone up in the chat room. It's all sexy and sassy and lots of fun. RadioBBQ chat on American. No. It's a lie. On America Online. I'm sorry.
It's a nice place to be.
What, America or online?
The both. If I had to choose between one or the other, I think I'd choose online, honestly, as opposed to being... that shouldn't say that.
You would rather be online than American?
Not American, just be on.
Are you going to make me start to question whether we should have had a guest coming into the studio the first night? You're going to start challenging my country? Tis of thee?
You know what's funny? We do kind of look like an American flag what we're wearing. You're wearing red, I'm wearing blue, he's wearing all three colors at the same time. 100K.
A little blurry.
I honestly, wow, you really do have a little bit of red, a little bit of blue. You're a little fancy.
It's an American shirt. It's
an American
English
shirt,
actually.
You know,
but
visuals
it's the same color
are great on the radio.
Yeah, the fact that I just pointed out I'm wearing an English shirt might make me the worst human being that ever lived.
Audio mediums work visually so well.
It's true. So I guess we should tell everybody who I am, I guess.
Well, actually, we did introduce a little bit. As you guys know, it's 100K and I. My name's Chris, if you didn't know. As per usual here in the Brown Lodge, our boy Runner's working tonight, so he's not going to be here for the show, despite the fact that we're in his house doing this. It's a fantastic place. And we've got our boy Vito, who's guesting with us tonight. He wanted to come in as the fourth mic for the evening. Magically, enough for him, he's become third mic because Runner's not here. And I think he had a couple things he had to say. 100K, are you cool on the computer right now that we could actually get an announcement going, or do you need a minute or so?
You mean like you're talking official?
It's an official announcement. It's on behalf of the Brown Lodge, despite the fact that this is a guest of the Brown Lodge coming in to make it. I think we can actually make this official statement. On behalf of the Brown Lodge.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Radio BBQ or its subsidiaries.
Okay, my name is Vito Del Sante. Just making that clear, I am Puerto Rican and Italian. And I found out this year, wait. I found out this year that I actually have a little bit of, I have a Jewish background, like a small Jewish background. Henceforth, if any racially insensitive words come out of my mouth, it's okay. I am a minority amongst a minority amongst a minority. I apparently in New York, being Puerto Rican is the same as being black, so I can say the N-word fine, even though I'm not saying it right now out of respect. I can say spick as much as I want. I can say WAP as much as I want. And I think I can say, like, you know, like Jew, because it would just be self-loathing.
Jew is just a description of the religion, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's right. Just an abbreviation
but
for
yeah,
Jewish.
That's my...
There's always been a crazy thin line with that word.
That's true. But that's my official announcement. Anything bad said can be said by me. If anyone wants to say something bad, I can say it. Like, if you can write it down on paper, and I'll say it for you.
Okay. This being said...
There we go.
I would like to say that I wish that this official statement would be stricken from the record. Because I think this is, you know, he's been building this up to me all day that he had an announcement for the show. I was amped up. And it's just thinly veiled racism.
We've
invited a racist creep into our lodge.
Yeah, that's what it is. Anyway.
It's just friendship. When did you find out that you were Jewish?
My older sister has been doing...
Jew.
I can say that. You can't.
Well, no, it's just an abbreviation for Jewish.
Oh, that's right. My sister's been doing a lot of research into our family from Spain. And apparently...
A Spanish Jew?
Well, they've migrated. There's Jews all over the world. I'll have you know.
But okay. Wait.
Now, are we speaking? Well, you can go with your wait. I'm sorry.
You mentioned Puerto Rican and Italian. You never mentioned like actual Spain Spanish.
Well, this is what I'm getting to. I'm trying to like my mother's father.
I think I got it.
My mother's father.
Just so you know, Our boy Chaz the Dazzle's online saying he knew that Vito was Jewish this whole time. Here's what I'm saying. Are you speaking Jewish? What's the word? Nationality? No.
I'm still wondering what you mean by, are you speaking Jewish?
Did I actually even say that? Do you mean Jewish religion-wise or nationality-wise?
I believe it is nationality-wise, but I can't be sure.
And by the way, the word I was struggling for that doesn't exist is nationalityism was the word that I was struggling for, thinking that was a real word. But so you are a child of Israel then?
I believe so. I am. Not I believe so. I am. But I don't practice Judaism.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I'm glad that's going to work out for you. The official announcement from our boy Vito, he's a Jew.
No. Yes. That's the announcement.
Actually, doesn't it technically mean that you are not... isn't it that you're only Jewish if it's your mom that was Jewish? Why do I remember...
It's on my mother's side. It's my mother's father. We have... And anyone that knows this in the chat room, you can feel free to... We have a Sephardic surname on my mother's father's side.
I love when you do that right before you go on a great adventure, that like little Sephardic.
Awesome. The Sephardic adventure. I love it.
You got lions that come over to the car.
About to come out of my mouth, but I just held off. That means we both share the idiot ethnicity.
But I'm one quarter idiot.
But yeah, and we have, like, if it's infinitesimal, but it exists.
What is that?
It's very little. Infinitesimal.
He's part baby also.
Yes.
Infinitesimal.
Part baby. All right, well, let's go on. Let's move on. That's.
Dude, wait, so you're already ready to abandon your religious
beliefs
of Judaism?
No. I'll come back to it all night.
But you came in here saying, I'm now a Jew. I've converted to Kabbalah. This is my new religion. Now you're ready to abandon it. Just so
I would
quickly.
Like that stricken from the record because I've never actually said that.
Details. You know what should probably be stricken from the record?
Wait, so far?
Oh, sorry, you want to get
I have to ask
Jews?
You guys something.
Yeah, please do.
Does either of you have any Polish and Greek in you?
No.
I'd like some. Did I just totally ruin your joke?
You ruined my painfully obvious joke, so it's okay.
Curses.
I'm also Irish, but I didn't want you to say yes, because I believe you have a little bit of Irish in you, don't you?
It's not so little. Yes, I'm Italian and Irish. Hi, welcome to the Ethnicity Show here on the Brown Lodge, exclusively on RadioBBQ.net, every Monday and Wednesday, 8 to 10 p.m. So tell all your friends about the fancy jerk talk that we do.
www.meltingpot.com.
Wait a minute. I don't think I have anything to do with that website, and I will not be affiliated with it. www.thebrownlodge.com. Hit us on the instant messenger at the Brown Lodge. Check out the fancy chat room, RadioBBQ Chat. Eric Ryan, our friend from Eric's Archives, I am a Jew, hear me roar. That is a direct quote.
I like the pride in that statement.
It's the eye of the tiger, almost. So as I was saying, you know what someone would like to have stricken from the record? I think it's Johnny Estrada who'd like to have Darren Erstad's blast of his face stricken from the record. Happened Monday night while we were doing the show. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I'm very disappointed in myself. I have no idea.
You are not familiar with Darren Erstad, first baseman of the now Los Angeles Angels. I always call them
Angels.
I
know who those guys are. I didn't know there was any kind of...
I believe it was the seventh inning.
Roughnecking between them.
Oh,
that. By the way, before you even go on, I have serious issues with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I have serious issues with that name.
Do they play in Candlestick Park?
They might as well. They play nowhere near Los Angeles. They play in Anaheim, California.
They're in the right hemisphere.
You lived in California, Vito?
A little bit.
Okay. Is Anaheim anywhere near Los Angeles? For a team to adopt the name Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim? Is, first of all, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim? Isn't that a little contradictory right there?
Well, the Clippers, the Los Angeles Clippers, they used to play in...
Los Angeles Clippers currently play in the same place that the Los Angeles Lakers do. I don't know where they used to play.
They were playing somewhere else that was about an hour north, but a little bit further up north. So they weren't technically in L.A. either. However, I think they're not in L.A. County either. So, yeah, you have a point. I don't know exactly.
Plus, they had a successful name. They won a World Series. They didn't want to be the California Angels anymore, so they changed the name to the Anaheim Angels. Fine.
Changed their name to the Anaheim Angels because I think Disney bought them. And since Disney is in, Disney World is in Anaheim, I just assume that that's...
Well, I know a guy named Artie Moreno owns them now, but I think you're very possibly right. He probably bought them from Disney when Disney realized, why do we own a baseball team? Let's just build theme parks.
I'd like to revert. I'd like to go back to Vito's race, if I can, for a minute here. Artie Moreno. Does not the word Moreno in Spanish mean black or dark?
No, that's negro.
Moreno means...
Moreno, like... M-O-R-E-N-O, is brown, I believe.
Oh, okay. I knew it was something on that color scheme.
Welcome to the Moreno Lodge. El Lodge Moreno. How about that?
I'm not too familiar with Italian, so
is
I'm
it
not
really
going to
speak Lodge?
No. Definitely not. It'd take a while to find
out. So as long as we're now comfortable with where the California Angels from Anaheim, Los Angeles...
I'm comfortable with where they play. I'm not comfortable with
Western,
the name.
They're going to be the West Coast Angels, probably.
West North Hemisphere Angels, wherever they are, whatever they are, now that we're familiar with them. If you didn't know, on Monday night while we were doing our show, Darren Erstad decided to charge home plate. And during the fantastic play at the plate where Johnny Estrada was covering or was attempting to cover... Darren Erstad gave a fancy, fancy, miserable, horrendous shoulder block to Johnny Estrada's face, knocked him out. He had to be hospitalized. He was safe, most importantly, obviously, because you got to do what you got to do to score. Obviously. And it is being talked about all over the place as to, was it a dirty play? Was it an okay play? Was it what? And
Did you see it?
I saw the replay. I didn't
How
see
awful
it actually.
Did it look?
It was pretty goddamn horrendous.
Really?
Like, he really, honestly, he tackled the dude in the face.
Now, Darren Erstad, right? He's the guy that ran into him.
First baseman for the Angels.
Where was he coming from?
Third base?
He was coming from third base with very little momentum, is what you're telling me?
No.
Because let me explain where I'm coming from.
Okay, well, explain.
This is the dumbest, stupidest... anecdote ever, but when I was in high school,
it'll fit perfectly.
Totally. Welcome to the Brown Lodge. When I was in high school, in gym class, we played wiffle ball, and I was playing. I can't even take it.
Just a quick thank you to our boy John for sending us the most filthy, filthy, horrendous image in the world to totally distract Vito. I should post it up on our site.
I have to point out to John that every time you send Tub Girl, you take like 50% of my ability to do the show away.
It's tubgirl.com, I believe, is where it comes from. It's the filthiest, most horrendous, fecal...
It's not even fecal, but
tub site in the world. Back to it.
So I was playing wiffle ball in high school, and I was playing catcher at the time, and a young gentleman by the name of Fred Shaner, who...
By the way, I don't know if you're familiar, we should shy away from last names unless they're our own, even though I do it all the time and I shouldn't. But so Fred Johnson, you said, was his name?
Yes. He was on second base. Ball was hit to the deep outfield, but not a home run. And he rounded second, you know, well, he didn't round second. He tagged up on second, came around third. I'm now the catcher. And he came and blasted me with his knee right under my jaw. And
you were playing catcher or you were covering home?
I was covering home. Oh, no, I was playing catcher and covering home.
So you should have had the appropriate equipment on to protect yourself.
This is gym class. We're wearing, yeah, the appropriate equipment is shorts, T-shirts.
I forgot it was wiffle ball. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And subsequently, I got a concussion. This is second period during the day.
And how old are you at this point?
I was probably a sophomore, maybe a junior.
So like 19, 20 years old?
1989, 1990.
So 23 years old.
Yeah. And I had a concussion, and I threw up during class. I have embarrassing stories about, like, bodily functions.
So you threw up, and that's the climax?
No, well, the thing is, I can...
you threw up and climax?
It was hot.
I can relate to Johnny Estrada's...
I wish I knew what his final clinical diagnosis was.
He's still in the hospital, according to the article that I read.
But do you know what the clinical diagnosis was? Was it just a concussion? Was it anything broken?
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, if you see the video, I'm actually going to post it on our site later on
tonight. I can't even believe I never heard of it.
It's the most filthy, horrendous, like, blast in the world. I know we're getting crazy sports talk and everything here, but this isn't sports. This is men tackling men, which is, like, fun. And, like, almost sexual in most cases. I'm trying to keep it undercover a little bit. But it was the most awful, awful shoulder blast right to the face. He got knocked out. He was taken out of the game. I was waiting for Javi Lopez to come back out, but I got confused as to what year it was. It was just bad, bad news. So then the next day... How do I pronounce the name Vito? Because I understand that you are of Jewish descent and you know the proper pronunciation of Horatio.
And this is actually... Well, his name's not Horatio because there's no T in it. His name is Horacio.
Okay, that's the Jewish pronunciation.
That's the Spanish pronunciation. Okay.
Horacio Ramirez, the following day, as soon as Darren Erstad stepped to the plate, got a ball thrown about a foot behind his head. And just to let him know that, you know... We Braves, we don't appreciate you trying to kill our players. And you know what, man? They're the Braves. They're not a game back in the NL East like some other team that I've heard of.
Who are on top of the Astros?
Score-wise. Oh, I thought you meant emotionally. Yeah, but you know, that was all I had to say about it. I just want to say, Darren Erstad, this bud's for you. Thanks for trying to kill this poor guy for playing a game, sports jerk.
Sports jerk. There should be music.
Darren Erstad used to be so great. I don't know how he's doing this year, but he had some rough times. But he was awesome. He was like, he was almost unstoppable. That was so pointless. What a pointless contribution to the story.
No, it tempers the conversation. It brings us to where we are, and where that is in the Brown Lodge. Wednesday night here on RadioBBQ.net. Hit us on the instant messenger at the Brown Lodge. Check out the chat room, RadioBBQ chat. You can also hit up our message board on our website, www.thebrownlodge.com. We've also got a forum. God, I'm giving so much information. You probably need to get a pencil, write this down.
Or just go to the website. It's all
you could do that. You know what? That would actually make the most sense. Go to thebrownlodge.com. Go to interact and see all the fantastic ways you can interact with us. We've got a webcam up if you want to watch the show so you can see what these idiots look like that are sitting here talking to you.
Honestly, all they would have seen in the last few minutes was me change my pants into shorts and now put deodorant on.
I honestly was looking at the board while you were talking at first, and as soon as I heard you say, all they would have seen, I turned my head and see that your shirt was halfway up your body and there was deodorant happening. What happens when you're at work at the place that you don't work at that you need to deodorize?
I did today. I went walking on my break, and then I was really hot and sweaty because if you're not in New York and you're not aware, it's like about 90 degrees right now in New York City. I went walking. And I came back and I used my, I took one of my portable showers. I bought these Dove body refreshers. I wish I had some with me to show everybody.
To refresh us?
Yeah, and they're like a little portable shower. You wipe your head and on your underarms.
Is it like those toothbrush things that brush ups? For like your body?
It's the same idea, I guess. It's just a
Would those little... just be considered wet ones?
Do wet ones have soap?
Sand and small amounts.
Sanitary.
I don't think you're really supposed to rub wet ones all over your body a lot. This is the same as taking a shower. Like,
well, color me embarrassed. I guess I've been misusing.
No. I don't think you're supposed to, like... Yeah, I guess it's the same idea. I don't know. Yeah, wet ones are supposed to go in tender places, aren't they? So I guess it's okay to...
Tender,
to,
precious pink parts.
Sorry.
By the way, I just want to say I've been remiss. I've been a jerk. I've been sitting here. These few minutes here as we're starting our show. I introduced myself as Chris. I introduced our boy 100K. Let you know that Runner wasn't here. I introduced our boy Vito. And I've been such a jerk. I have not taken a minute to introduce the star of the show, formerly known as the Brown Lodge, now known as Chair, the Squeaky Chair. And now he's going to... Oh, he's shy. There he is. That's all I asked to say for now. I just wanted to let you guys know.
That reminded me of when little Ricky was afraid to play the drums in front of people. Chair was a little shy. Little Ricky.
Afraid, little Ricky. No, I'm familiar. Desi and Lucy's kid.
Yeah.
They sang Baba Lou together, I think.
Do you know I still watch that show every night? I tape it at 10:30 in the morning, and I come home from work and watch
it. Why do you tape I Love Lucy?
I was just going to say, in the year 2005, do you think that maybe taping a sitcom that was filmed 50 years earlier?
Well, I DVR it, so it updates it to like the 60s.
Do you also tape the Honeymooners Marathon at Christmas?
No, I'm not as in... I think I Love Lucy is one of the funniest shows ever. I'm not...
Wait. Are you suggesting then that the Honeymooners isn't?
Oh, the Honeymooners is brilliant, but I don't know that it's brilliant. It is. All right, I'm sorry. I take it back. I never said it because I took it back so fast. That was like a quick retraction.
Rumby's trying to talk to Chair.
Our boy Eric from Eric's Archives is just excited and exclaiming that Squeaky Chair is here and let everyone know Chair. Rumby is trying to communicate in Chair's native tongue of squeak, 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 squeak in the chat room. If you're not there, you should be there. Radio BBQ chat.
I do believe that Rumby's actually speaking dolphin.
I honestly forget to go into the chat room until like halfway through the show every week.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to come in right now.
I'm
on my way.
Come inside. Come right inside. It's not the first time I told you that. Won't be the last. Won't even be the last time tonight. Speaking dolphin is something that I really want to get to, but we're going to hold off for a couple of months. I'll wait for the football season to start before I bore everybody. Yeah.
What, did something really big happen?
No. I just like to speak dolphin.
You like to talk about the Dolphins.
Okay. Hey, my team, they suck, but I love them. That's what I can say about them. Yo, you know that team from Miami? They suck. I want to get a tattoo of them on my face.
I want to let people know where I stand. I'm a fan of the NFL's Atlanta Falcons team.
I was going to say tonight behind the bar, whereas usually you sit at the end of the bar, but...
To my left is Vito.
That's me.
Who would be a fan of...
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Three New Yorkers here on RadioBBQ.net. Nary a one of us has a feeling towards a New York team other than the
Vito
New York...
Vito lived in Pittsburgh for a little while.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well,
other than our love for the New York Metropolitans... And that's only the two of us, only because Runner's
not
here.
No. I'm a Mets fan.
Well, I'm saying of the Lodge, it's
oh,
only...
Oh, right. No, yeah, you're right.
Only because Runner's not here tonight, who he's sad and hopeless, and he's addicted to the Bombers, who I love the fact that these jerks suck it up over and over again. How's the Brew Crew treating you, bro? How's the Brew Crew treating you? Yeah, but other than the fact that I love the Metropolitans, I think I just pulled someone's microphone out.
I was disappointed that the newspapers didn't have Royal Sweep or Royal Flush after any of those three games.
Honestly, you know what? I just love that Randy Johnson sucks. I just love that the whole team
sucks.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying it too, but you know what? The Yankees will win the division and whatever.
Would you like to put a wager on that? Because if you do not recall, I laid it out there. I laid down the gauntlet. I threw her out there. I threw the dice on the table and said, you know what? I'm here. I'm down. And I'm saying it. Joe Torre will be fired.
I disagree with you. Maybe some point, but not in the 2005 season.
Oh, God. I wouldn't even go that far. I would say sometime within the next month. I wouldn't be surprised if it was within the next week and a half. If you want to go, like, quadruple
you think
another.
He got fired about 4 hours ago.
Oh, man. We're getting some notes in the room here that they're obsessed that there's a Steeler fan.
I'm getting called out, apparently.
Oh, Mike, by the way, from JP Mike, who is not the guy that jumps out at women from behind the bushes with a condom on.
If you guys need to refer to the news story or need to refer to our archives, you can check him out at thebrownlodge.com. Sorry? Yeah, what about him?
He would just like to point out that the Jets are where it's at.
And where's he from?
He's from New York.
Stupid Homer that cheers for the team down the block from me. I love them. Ooh.
And who's your favorite baseball team?
Dude, as far as I can tell, I'm closer to the Philadelphia Phillies.
No.
We're closer to the Yankees than we are to the Mets.
Well,
dude, come on. Just let me be mad at him for liking the Jets. I hate the Jets. If I had to get a tattoo on my face other than the Dolphins, it would be the Jets go to hell. I hate you. I hope you get some sort of awful cancer that hurts.
Speaking of the Jets.
Which, any Jet in particular? Sorry.
No. I was going to say, speaking of the Jets, West Side Stadium went through or no?
Oh, dude, you're getting me. See, we've just been rambling wildly. I haven't even been looking at my notes. You want to talk seriously about the West Side Stadium and all the madness?
I did not hear the news on this. I'm not sure what happened. I just know a couple people were up in arms about it.
By the way, our boy John, who likes to send us the tub girl pictures, is so psyched that I'm bashing the Jets and sending me the most horrendous messages about...
Yeah, I was wondering why he wasn't chiming in.
Dirty cuss words. Hey, John, why don't you hit up the chat room and stop talking to us directly. Start talking to all our peeps at Radio BBQ Chat. Get involved. Let them all know how much your blood runs green and how stupid that makes you and gives you some sort of incapacitation.
Yes. Honestly, how much dude, stupid?
How much stupid am you be? Honestly, dude, I love you.
Honestly, we should probably thank John because if not for John, neither one of us, I think, well, maybe not you, but me, I know, I wouldn't see my team play as much because John always has season tickets and he always takes me to Steeler games. And if not for him, I wouldn't even see my team play because I barely get to go to Pittsburgh to see them.
Do you know?
I just want to say thank you, John. Like for you know, past games.
You know what? I thank John for the games he's taken me to. I've got to be honest. I don't think I've ever been to a Miami Dolphin game with John. I think every other game I've been to. I've seen like the Raiders with him. I've seen, you know, sports talk here on the Brown Lodge. I've seen a lot of teams other than my own team. Mm-hmm. I would always wind up going to the Dolphins games with my dad,
right,
who sits in the same section as John, or used to anyway. He didn't get the tickets this year. You got to kill that sound. And I would just switch my seat and go sit with John for the mm-hmm. game instead of sitting with the Jets fans that I don't like and sit with the Jets fans I do like at least. But yeah, thanks.
Wait,
thank
are you,
you
saying
for being
you
a friend.
Like your never mind.
What's that?
I was going to say, are you saying then that you don't like to sit with your dad?
I don't like to sit with my dad and his creepy friends who are all like 50 and 60-year-old dudes saying, dude, you know, my blood is so green.
Hey, JP Mike that doesn't put condoms on and run out at women in the park.
Yeah, what about him?
He has a good point that you forget that the Jets were the Dolphins' whipping post up until fairly recently, so you should at least like them for making the Dolphins look good for so long.
I gotta be 100% honest with you. I think your boy JP Mike is sadly mistaken. I'm sure John will be sure to point this out to us on the instant messenger as we do sports talk for an hour here. The Dolphins lost something crazy like 14 games straight to the Jets. So I mean, unless he's talking about like in 1985, he's insane. They whipped up on the Dolphins every year. The streak was something crazy like 16 games up until a season ago.
And let me tell you something, okay? I'm really very uncomfortable with the fact that the Miami Dolphins have been treated very poorly by the New York Jets. I don't want the New York Jets fan thinks that they've, They wish that Barry Bonds could be on the team. He's a great player who plays the game. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, but, so tell him to go.
Dog. That's right, dog.
That said, now that our allegiances have been thrown out there.
Well, you were just about to tell us about the West Side Stadium, or you're going to tell me at least.
Actually, I'm sorry, you inquired. The West Side Stadium was voted down this past Monday.
Ooh.
Hurts.
Yeah.
Feel a little sweet.
That was a no-brainer.
In the sweet spot.
You know, you would think, but you never know. Like, this is a weird, weird city. Absolutely. Well, I mean, you can never tell because whenever there's like a big marketing push for something like the West Side Stadium, and people are always saying there's a tons of commercials pro and con, you know, for the West Side Stadium. But you never know. Whenever the mayor has his mind set on something here, it seems like it always gets done. Then again, I don't think we're getting the Olympics either, so maybe I'm wrong.
I think Sheldon Silva has his mind set on being the mayor, so that, that may have thrown the whole thing off a little bit.
Well.
what comes down to is there were three people that had a vote to decide as to whether this was going to be officially approved by New York or not. Those three people were Sheldon Silver. I don't remember the other guy's first name, Bruno. And do you know what his name is off the top of your head, 100K?
Not sure. Charles, I think.
You want, for our purposes, let's call him Alejandro Bruno, honestly, so we don't mix it up at all. Yeah. Governor Pataki.
Okay.
Pataki's the only person who voted yes. The other two guys voted no. And I got to say, honestly, as much as I hate the Jets, I have no problem with the fact if they want to have a stadium. But I've got to say, spending the literal billions that they were talking about that would be needed to put this above the rail yard on the west side here in New York City, it's just stupid. It's just stupid. It's way too much money to be spending. The fact of the matter is, a really horrendous thing happened in our city like 4 years ago, and it's still a pit in downtown Manhattan that nothing has happened in. For us to be spending billions on that and not be spending any sort of money down there to sort that out, I think it's hooey. It's just plain hooey.
Well, I don't think that they would not spend that money. You know, I'm totally of the mind that they would totally spend money on both places if it was given the okay, because that's a different contract, I guess. You know, like you're contracting out two different things.
You know what? You're calling, you're making sense, and I understand what you're saying. The fact of the matter is...
Yay.
No, good for me.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, the money could be spent better
in
other
don't
places.
Doubt that.
I have no problem with the Jets having a stadium. And honestly, speaking personally, the only games I get to go see are where the Jets play. And I don't want to have to go to a stadium where you can't tailgate.
Yeah, that's
my own personal issue with the fact.
Yeah, that always sucks about going to wrestling or basketball or, God, I miss hockey at the at Madison Square Garden, because you can't tailgate. You can't sit out front. You know, you kind of got to, like, just walk in and just, you know, drink.
Are you a hockey fan?
Yeah, I am, actually.
What team?
The Penguins.
Oh, okay.
But Pittsburgh, come on.
Jesus.
Sometimes I think I'm the only Islander fan in the world.
You know,
people hate me for being an Islander fan, like really hate Ranger fans.
Potvin sucks, don't you even think?
Yeah. Can I tell that story quick? Or do you want to tell it? Are you talking about the story about the basketball game? Ranger fans used to chant Potvin sucks over and over. Okay. Dennis Potvin was watching a Knicks game, and the Knicks were getting crushed, and the crowd was, like, out of it. And then all of a sudden, the announcer made a comment about how the crowd was back in it. And Dennis Potvin turns his TV up, and he hears Potvin sucks being chanted at the basketball game he's watching.
It's almost as ridiculous as seeing, like, a New England Patriots celebration for winning the World Championship and hearing the crowd screaming, Yankees suck. Something along those lines.
Along those lines, I suppose.
Other than the fact that I agree with that.
But when you're one specific guy, it's probably a little weirder. And that's all I know about hockey, so I'm not going to drop it there.
That gives you about three or four more thoughts than I have. I know that in NHL 95 on Sega, I would pick the...
Detroit.
No, I would never pick Detroit, you creep.
Chicago.
I would pick the Chicago Blackhawks because Eddie Belfour was a great goalie back then. That's all I know about hockey.
Don't even know who he is.
He was a great goalie back in 95 on NHL 95. On the Blackhawks. That, and I know that something apparently happened in the early 80s during the Olympics with America winning something. That's all I know about hockey. Thank you.
Didn't Al Michaels, wasn't he born that day or something?
No. He said this call is totally farcical. That's Al Michaels' claim to fame. But so back to where we were with the West Side Stadium. Yeah, it got thwarted. It got all. Sorry, I felt a little winded there. Whew, excuse me.
Still recovering from caffeinated drink night.
Or caffeinated drink this morning.
No.
Excuse me. So the West Side Stadium got thwarted down. Everything's beat and rotten, and everything's done. In the news, well, I shouldn't say rotten, but rotten for the West Side Stadium itself. In the New York Post this morning, it's noted that Mayor Bloomberg, who wanted this West Side Stadium desperately, will no longer be sending money to the New York State Senate Republican Committee, which is Alejandro Bruno's group of boys.
Whereas in the past, and I thought for a second, I was like, wait, isn't that some sort of really illegal nonsense that's getting here, like he's not going to allocate the proper state money? But it's turned out we're talking about personal money, personal donations that this guy was making. Personal donations for him and his friends that they were making towards the New York State Senate Republican Committee in the amounts of $65,000, $50,000, and $25,000 each.
Isn't that kind of a conflict of interest to withdraw your own personal money that you've contributed year after year based on a decision that someone made politically?
It's but the money is being donated on a political platform. He's donating
right,
money to
right.
this dude like, yo, we're looking to hook you up and make sure everything works out nicey nice for you. The fact of the matter is then, hey, nicey nice, we're friends, I'm hooking you up. Then he totally just like puts the kibosh on Mayor Bloomberg's, you know, what's supposed to be his triumph, his big deal, other than making people stop smoking in bars here in New York. Like, it was supposed to be his big thing, and he totally squashed it. So now he's not going to send him money anymore. The fact of the matter is, I don't want to get into the whole political level of, like, of is this right or is this wrong, per
local
se.
Local politics is kind of boring anyway.
But the thing, I understand, but here's the thing. This is what is not boring to me. This dude can afford to write checks for $65,000?
Have you never seen the Bloomberg Network?
You know he's a billionaire, right?
Okay. $65,000. I'm not just talking him. I'm talking like his friends. Like, is it just that he hangs out with billionaires? Or do you really...
And he is a billionaire.
I'm not talking about him. I'm saying his friends, too.
Didn't you point out a couple weeks back that somebody paid $115,000 for a lock of somebody's hair?
JFK's hair, wasn't it?
No, actually, you're the one that pointed that out.
It was Elvis's hair, $115,000.
Right.
That guy probably had... That guy would be lucky if he had a tenth of the money Bloomberg has.
But he at least got something out of it.
You have a very rich mayor.
You.
Well, Bloomberg was
you.
Probably getting something out of it, too, for a while, maybe.
Oh, totally.
Now that he's not, he's withdrawing, you know?
What do you get for being mayor?
A nice house.
Pay-wise?
Yeah.
Could his
you,
salary
maybe
is
get up a, on that computer.
His salary
out,
is
whoa,
$1.
Are we still in the air?
His yeah. salary is $1 a year.
Which what?
His salary is $1 a year.
That's it?
His salary. When he ran, part of the deal was that he was only going to accept $1 a year. Actually, come to think of it, maybe that changed. Maybe he takes the full salary. But I remember that was a big deal that he promised when he... Because he was open and honest about it. He said, I don't need the money. I'm not taking the money. I don't think he said fix the city because I don't think at that point any candidate was going to come out and badmouth Rudy Giuliani. So I think Bloomberg more wanted to ride that wave of success right into office. So he came out and said he was only going to take a dollar a year.
This might be a really dumb question, but has he been reelected? Have we voted for him again?
November.
No.
This November.
Oh, no.
For Bloomberg?
No.
Okay. That's so weird.
I totally could have sworn he won again.
No, he didn't. That's this November.
I'm disappointed in myself. I usually know
you're listening to local politics here on New York.
Oh, by the way, District 37 here in Staten Island.
Yeah, you're listening to local politics here on The Brown Lodge, www.thebrownlodge.com. You hear us exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. We're going to stop. I'm sorry, I wasn't looking to talk local. I was just thinking about the money that was transferring hands and getting me excited and thinking, honestly,
why aren't you getting that money?
We toyed with ideas in the past. Our boy 100K here was supposed to manage my campaign when I ran for student something representative.
Borough president.
No.
That was further on down the road. He was going to do...
student council representative or something like that. Yeah. I obviously
The stepping stone. Yeah.
Right. I took the job so seriously that I don't even know what the title I was going to run for was. Unfortunately, they got rid of the post here in New York. I honestly, why are we not in politics? Because the fact of the matter is, your job, you're getting paid for having opinions and expressing them.
That's like on RadioBBQ.net.
I honestly, the last time I checked from and looked in my mailbox for my check from Radio BBQ, it never came in. I don't know what happened. I got to talk to some of the higher ups and think maybe they got my wrong address or the direct deposit.
I think they're sending it to chair.
I've noticed this guy's been wearing a lot of silk scarves lately.
I actually thought it was a new chair. I can't believe it.
He's very quiet.
He would replace himself?
Well, he's quiet. He doesn't want to let it all out, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm this totally just got me fired up and got me thinking again. I really got to get myself back into politics, and by back into, I mean into for the first time. I got to get elected for something because I really want my opinion to count.
Your platform for borough president wasn't that bad, if I remember correctly.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get local again, but my if you guys don't know, we live on an island here in New York City. And my platform for borough president of my island was no more an island, now a planet. I wanted the borough of Staten Island to become the planet Staten Island. And we would have our own, like, own planetary relationship.
Well, at the time, I believe Staten Island wanted to secede from the city.
I'm sorry, the chair is just screaming out at this point. He is so disappointed with what we're saying here.
I'll say this quick so we can tie it up, but Staten Island was voting, maybe not voting, but it was a platform, not a platform, but an initiative, if you will, to secede from the city.
To secede from New York City, right?
And your platform, if I remember, one of your slogans was, secede from the city, nay. Secede from the country, nay. Secede from the planet, yay.
Honestly, I got to say, I'm a genius.
Of course.
I think that's the most brilliant idea I've ever heard. I would love to be my own planet.
Staten Planet.
Honestly, I would like to secede from this borough and become my own planet. I would like to have satellites circling me as I walk down the street. It'd be terrific.
You're like a superhero.
You're listening to the Brown Lodge, if you did not know. The Planet Staten Island's favorite radio show on RadioBBQ.net. Hit us on the AOL Instant Messenger at thebrownlodge.com. Check out the chat room, Radio BBQ Chat, where we've totally been neglecting everyone, but we'll try and be a little more active as we talk about nonsense here.
Speaking of superheroes...
Yeah, what about him?
I just want...
him. There's only one. Him.
This is a very quick little news tidbit. For those of you that don't know, I'm actually a freelance comic book writer. Worked for Marvel. I've worked for DC. Currently, I'm working with SpeakeasyComics.com, a new kind of upstart comic book company. And there's been a little bit of news today. There is now going to be a New York Comic Con, which has not happened since 1986, 89, something in that area, which is actually a big deal. It's not a big deal probably to anybody in this room but me, but it's been a long time coming because the Javits Center previously allegedly was run by some, let's say, shady characters, and Giuliani came in, kind of cleaned that up. I'm sure Bloomberg did his best to do the same. And thank you, Chair. And what happened was it's just kind of been one of those things that no one really wanted to do. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm putting you to sleep. So, yeah, New York Comic Con next year. You can meet me there. Bye.
I know. I think it's super. I think it's fantastic. I just want to bring out the fact that the majority of our listeners are from California and D.C., so a New York Comic Con
California, where there's the biggest Comic Con of the year.
Exactly. That's why I don't know that they necessarily know too much about what's going on with this New York Comic Con.
Hey, speaking of that, when I was listening to Leet speak a couple weeks ago, Dizzy Dog was talking about Midnight Macabre, I think it was called, somebody's comics that were online. If he's listening and he could post that maybe in the chat room, I would email it to keith@thebrownlodge.com. I would love to know.
Well, what was the story?
I don't remember. I started to read it, and then I lost the page, and I never saw it again.
Was it like somebody's collection being sold, like Nicolas Cage a couple of years ago? Or
no, it was actually somebody's comic, I think, that they posted online.
Oh, I see, I see.
I do know that that Leet Speak is on the chat room right now. Hopefully he will respond to you and let you know what that that comic is. You're being courted. You're being courted here. Our boy Vito is being courted for hopefully a new show here on Radio BBQ, Comic Talk with Vito. You do know he actually is a comic writer. He is he's on the industry.
I'm not against. You know what? I think that I have to come. Are you with me on this one? I think maybe.
Go do what you got to do.
It's time for an official. An official Brown Lodge statement. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry it took so long.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Radio BBQ or its subsidiaries.
In honor of Vito, our guest this week, I am not against a shameless plug.
Please. And what is that shameless plug? Give it to us, friend.
Are we talking about my... I thought you
whatever
were shamelessly
you want.
Plugging
website,
something.
You know.
I will shamelessly plug my... Jeez. I have a ton of websites I should plug.
No one's interested in what's in your refrigerator.
Start with yours.
Okay, www.incogvito.com is my own personal website. That's where you love that, don't you?
I'm laughing. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
incogvito.com.
That's my own personal website. I also have a studio website that will be running live probably by the end of the summer, by August. It's called www.sinstudiosonline.com. Sin stands for Strength in Numbers. That is my studio name. And my comic company that I'm working for, www.speakeasycomics.com. They're a really new upstart company, and I think if you guys are into movies, you should totally buy comics. It's the cheapest way to buy to watch a movie ever. Period.
You know, as ridiculous as that is,
it's the truth.
That borders on brilliant.
It's true. It's the cheapest. If you spend $10 a pop for a movie, you buy three comics, you got three movies. Essentially, it's just, you know, you're filling in the movie in your head.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
Okay, you can. What's the end of the announcement? I guess. Hey, did we get what? Yeah, that's it.
Did you plug everything you wanted to plug?
Yes, I did.
I'm sorry. You guys take over for 2 seconds. I'm gonna talk over the end of the announcement noise here. Talk for a couple seconds here because I'm gonna post the links to all Vito's shiznit in the room.
Also, I'm just going to plug a friend of mine, Chuck Satterley, who's putting out a book.
Honestly, what you and your friend do in your bedroom in your own times.
Oh, damn. Chuck Satterley, he's putting out a couple of comics as well, and he's helped me out a lot. His comic book company is called RelativeComics.com, and they're putting out some good stuff. I'm actually crossing over one of my characters with his character in October. And that's when my book comes out, in October. So definitely everyone check it out. Comic books, I'll give you a little bit of history real quick. Comic books, as well as jazz music, are the only two true American art forms. And you should, you know...
What?
It's true. Only two art forms that were created in America. Think about it.
I'm pondering for a minute. I'm thinking here. What about... What about blues music?
Blues, jazz, same thing. According to my jazz teacher in college.
What about internet porn?
Oh, that definitely started in Germany.
True.
What about internet radio? I think that started someplace in California.
It's possible. I wouldn't doubt it. Probably like Berkeley or something.
No. It started right at radiobbq.net. Shut up. Just go with it.
www.radiobbq.net.
Is internet radio an art form over radio? Is it the same?
Okay. I'm sorry. Marconi invented it. Forget it. Leave me alone.
And you're Italian, too. How did you forget that?
Minchia. Baffangul, huh?
So do you know what today is?
It's Brown Lodge Wednesday, June 8th, 2005.
Right. It is also the 37th anniversary of James Earl Ray being caught in the assassination investigation of Martin Luther King.
You know, when you brought this up to me a little bit earlier today and said, hey, I've got this little thing that I'm thinking here, I was thinking, honestly, is it really that big of a thing that we should be celebrating an anniversary of? It's just the day the dude got caught. It's not when he shot. It's not anything like that, and I just thought it was an odd thing. But please, continue with where you were at.
What I was thinking was I was reading the article on BBC News, and it just kind of struck me as funny that Martin Luther King's son was championing James Earl Ray to get out of jail because he believed he was innocent. But I find it funny that Martin Luther King was assassinated in April of 68, and... James Earl Ray wasn't caught until June 8th of 68. So this guy was on the run, and he was caught in Heathrow Airport by Scotland Yard attempting to go to Brussels. I'm imagining to avoid extradition back to the States. So is that the actions of an innocent man?
I'd like to point out a quick thing to you here. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with an actor by the name of Hamilton Ford?
Yes.
Otherwise known as Harrison Ford?
Yes, I am.
Are you familiar with the little film called The Fugitive?
The one-armed man? Yes, I am.
Just because a man flees does not necessarily mean an admission of guilt. It means that it may look as though he is guilty.
So you're telling me that...
I got no problem with James Earl Ray.
James Earl Ray was actually pursuing the true killer of Martin Luther King?
No, I think he was running for his life because he thought that it looked like he was the true killer.
How do you feel about... Hunter K., you're into... Not into, but you've kind
of... He's into dance more than anything.
I don't want to say investigated, but you've kind of read stuff about conspiracy theories, right?
I don't even think you really exist. That's the new one I'm working on. And the incognito has something to do with it. Yeah, I'm sort of, you know what? This would contradict that, but I saw a great episode of, I think I talked about it already, Penn and Teller's BS.
Yeah.
I honestly just don't want to say it, but...
Bull dinky, sure. No,
that, okay, that's true, I could say that. And they had a good one about conspiracy theories, but they got on some of the more ridiculous ones, but... That was pretty funny, but...
Can I interrupt you for 1 second? I'm sorry.
I wish you would, honestly.
It's got nothing to do with what you're talking about. Just for our boy Eric from Eric's Archives, pour a little bit out for your boy. 6805, the day Runner died.
What I'm wondering is, when are they going to find his killer?
I don't know. When he shows up at the show, he's going to be pissed that we said he was dead.
The first place I would look is the guy that took his spot.
No. There is no spot taking. Hit the announcement.
No.
I didn't mean spot on the show. I meant literal spot. Actually, I'm the guy that took his spot, and I'm in his place.
You're in trouble. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just, you know, as soon as I see the day Runner died on the screen, it just totally takes over my head. Continue with what you're saying there, Hunter K.
I was into... I'm obsessed with Templars and Holy Blood, Holy Grail, and what's
because
been popularized in the Da Vinci Code.
Because you love Orlando Bloom, you think he's cute?
Yeah. I have issues with that movie, but I think I discussed it already, so we don't need to go into it again. I don't know. Go read The Hiram Key and Holy Blood, Holy Grail, and you'll see where I'm at. Unless you have like 11 hours and you want to go into it, you know. Oh, you can even read The Da Vinci Code. What the hell?
Have you read that?
The Da Vinci Code. I did.
Well, how was it?
It was good, but I was kind of spoiled because I had like read a lot of the books that he used for research already. So it was like the big secret in the book, which I won't mention, was like something that was the, you know, part of Holy Blood, Holy Grail, a book from the early 80s. So, you know, it was a little disappointing.
Do you know I still haven't read the follow-up, Messianic Legacy? This week I actually picked it up and I was looking at that and looking at The Hiram Key, both books that I've owned for over 3 years but never cracked a page open once. I was trying to decide which one I should read. And based on what you were pushing, I think I'm going to go with The Hiram Key first.
Oh, The Hiram Key. There's a book called The Hiram Key, everybody. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant book. Everybody should read it. You should read it.
I don't know how to read.
You should sit back.
I have
crack friends. Open a read.
Crack open a cold one. Crack open a brown one. The Brown Lodge.
Spreading the brown.
Oh God!
Spreading the brown is honestly something like it's like a liverwurst or something like that would be spreading the brown, right?
Liverwurst cheese or meat?
I think it's liver.
Meat. It's like a pate.
It's liver. That's why it's called liverwurst. It's honestly the worst. You have problems with condiments. You have problems with ketchup and mayonnaise and all that. Liverwurst, honestly, if there was a gun to your head and there was liverwurst and ketchup in front of you, you'd be lapping up that ketchup like crazy.
No, because I
smushed.
Yeah, you know what? I have issues with liver too. Like cooked liver and onions and.
I swear to God, maybe I'm in the minority on this. Fried liver and onions, love it.
You know it smells good, but I'll never eat it.
You think it
Why?
Smells good?
It does smell good. When it's fried, and it might be the onions. Don't get me wrong, but I can't stand the idea of eating something's liver. Like
they could have changed.
Wait. But eating its breast or leg is fine with you?
I love boobs.
But when's the last? All right, find me a girl you've dated who you've actually eaten her bosom. You've never bit into it and ingested it. I'm talking.
Well, mammary glands are different than like chicken breast.
We're not talking about mammary glands. We're talking about the breast.
I'm just saying you have no basis for a comparison there.
How do I not?
A
comparison between eating chicken breast versus eating chicken liver. I absolutely have. I have it. It's the same thing. It's the tissue, the organ, the meat of the matter, and a delicious, delicious sweet meat that it is.
But one is a muscle, and one is an organ. Isn't it? Isn't
muscles are organs?
It's a chicken dude. It's a dead fish. Chicken dude. What about
mussels fish? I said.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
true. In all honesty, livers are delicious. This Thanksgiving, come with me to my Aunt Joan's house. She'll make the nice stuffing, which has...
The giblets, that's fine.
No. Which has the turkey's heart, liver, lungs, and kidneys in the stuffing. And I'm telling you, it's the most delicious thing you'll ever eat in your life.
No, I feel dizzy.
But only because you heard, oh, those are the organs, it hurts, let me suckle on this chicken breast and bite into its leg and rip it off its bone. I'll use my incisors to rip the flesh from its very bones, and that will make me feel good. But to think about, oh, wait, there's something inside doing something as opposed to something closer to the outside doing something, crazy. Chicken skin, delicious, love it. It's your crazy talk. If you're going to eat something dead, eat the entire thing. Suck the marrow from its bones, because you know what? It's delicious. But there's nothing wrong with it. A liver is fantastic. A heart is fantastic. Lungs are fantastic. Eat yourself some chicken giblets, turkey giblets, all of them. And honestly, fried liver and onions smells terrific, tastes terrific. Terrific.
That's convincing.
I'm not even trying.
No. I was being facetious, but, you know.
Wait, whoa. Wait, did you think that there was anything but true conviction in my heart there as I explained to you
that I love
to eat the dead?
Oh, I know you meant every word you said. There's no question about it. And almost that sounds like an insult. I'm sorry.
I'm insulted.
You a little bit.
I'm just going to my list here. Energy drink Fallout. Never learned my lesson and drank today. Darren Erstad, off the list. Bloomberg, off the list.
Way off.
I don't know. I honestly need to take a minute here because I'm a little bit insulted and I'm a little bit confused and a little bit...
What are you confused about? What are you insulted about?
I'm a little hurt about your lack of feeling and your lack of love towards... the giblets of a turkey and or a chicken. And I think I need to walk away. I'm going to step away from the mic. I'm actually going to shut my microphone off. Find something to fill some time with. Maybe a movie review. You got a movie review or something like that you could do tonight?
I always have a movie review. You kidding me?
Well, then, you know what? Put it on deck. I'm walking to the other room. I'm going to write a curse words in effigy on the wall here at Runner's house. He's going to come home really pissed off about the whole scene. But I'm disgusted. I love liver. You want me to wait till you have the sounder queued up? I'm gonna write curse words on the wall. It's called 100K.
Why are you gonna write curse words on the wall?
Because I hate that you guys hate liver and you want to do a movie review. All
right.
And now an outdated movie review with 100K.
This week. My outdated movie review, although I'm still a little confused about that whole thing. You know what the year was, Vito?
I couldn't tell you. Sounds like 86.
Oh, you're so close.
Really?
The year was 1987.
Okay.
There was an adaptation of a book by one Bret Easton Ellis. It was the book that Bret Easton Ellis did about rich kids doing cocaine. Wait, it was one of the books that Bret Easton Ellis did about rich kids doing cocaine. Screw it, let's just say it was a Bret Easton Ellis book.
Yeah,
and then you pretty much take for granted that it was about rich kids doing cocaine. The name of the book was Less Than Zero.
I've read that book.
It's a good book. Never read it.
I've never read it either.
Saw the movie, and that's the subject of my movie review today. Everybody's favorite Brat Packer, although not mine, Andrew McCarthy. Everybody's favorite lost girl, although not mine, Jamie Gertz. And one Mr. Robert Downey Jr. Have you ever heard of Mr. Robert Downey Jr.?
Me? Yeah.
He's a rich kid on cocaine in the movie. He's a rich kid on cocaine always. But in this particular movie, he's a rich kid on cocaine. As is everybody else in the film. It features my personal favorite Brat Packer, James Spader. Arguably a Brat Packer, but we'll get to that maybe again some other time. We went through that whole thing already. In the movie Less Than Zero, Andrew McCarthy goes away to college to try to just get away from all the madness and his crazy drug-doing friends, and Jamie Gertz calls him back. He needs to help out their friend, played by one Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. finds himself doing some terrible things in order to pay for his cocaine habit. James Spader finds himself forcing Robert Downey Jr. to do some of these terrible things because of his cocaine habit. Of all the Brat Packers, my favorite is Andrew McCarthy. Although in the past I've been known to say that he wasn't one of my favorites. I don't remember when it was I said that, but after I last said he wasn't a favorite of mine, I thought more about it. Andrew McCarthy's not only one hell of a guy, but he's a good friend. You'll see him be tested. You'll see lots of cocaine. You'll see lots of freebasing. But most of all, you'll see people. People that just really want to live, want to get along, want to be friends, and want to do cocaine. And you know what it basically leads them to? It doesn't lead them to two. It doesn't lead them to one. It doesn't even lead them to zero. It leads them to less than zero. Less than zero is the subject of my movie review for this week.
I've got to go on record as saying, I'll take it back anything that you want me to say about Liver or anything like that. That was the most brilliant, amazing movie review I've heard as of yet. I honestly wanna take my hat off if I wore one to 100K for a fantastic film.
And I've reevaluated my rating system.
No more Rubik's Cubes?
Well, Rubik's Cubes, absolutely.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
But we're gonna drop to 4. And I'm going to give less than 0 3 Rubik's Cubes on a scale of 1 to 4.
Only 3?
Only 3. Hey, listen.
I don't want to get crazy here, and I don't want to start calling out other film reviews that you'll probably do in later weeks. Like, if, say, I'm trying to think on a scale of 1 to 10 type thing. If say, 4 Rubik's Cubes was Stairway to Heaven, and 0 Rubik's...
Never saw it.
And 0 Rubik's Cubes was, say, Waterworld. Like, I'm trying to think. What would be a 4 Rubik's Cube film?
Rosemary's Baby.
Say no more.
I give it 3. I love it. Do you gotta understand? 3 Rubik's Cubes is like getting a 96 on a test.
There's no such thing as 3.5?
Yeah, but 2 Rubik's Cubes is like getting a 50?
No, 2 Rubik's Cubes is like getting a 94. And no, 2 Rubik's Cubes is a movie where you say, 2 Rubik's Cubes, well, you know what? I'm not going to do future movie reviews now. There is a 3.5. I love Less Than Zero. I absolutely love it. I actually bought a Japanese copy of the DVD because it was never released here in this country.
Okay, I just want to understand. So there's no such thing as a half cube. A yube. Or a Q. There's none of those. I'll give it 2 Rubik's Cubes and 1 Q.
The rating system is a work in progress.
Understood. Okay. Point taken. Honestly, I think I'm going to go to Blockbuster Video tonight and rent Less Than Zero.
You know, I've never seen that movie.
You're stupid.
I just didn't.
I mean, I love you dearly. I've known you for 100 years. You're one of my best friends of my life. I might slit your throat tonight.
It's good. It's fine. I probably deserve it. Right. I mean,
and things are getting tense. Things are getting tense.
I just want to say that review.
Chris has a knife in his hand.
You made me want to see the movie. Is what
Vito's got a Jay McInerney book.
I can't even believe that you've never seen Less Than Zero. Are there any other films? I'm sorry, I don't mean to get you sidetracked, but are there any other classic, brilliant films that you've never seen?
I've never seen Illegally Yours.
Can I have that knife a second?
Please. Break a couple bottles at the same time.
Speaking of break.
Yeah, what about it?
I think it's time we head into one.
Honestly, I need to take a couple seconds to collect my thoughts here because I can't even believe this son of a...
I read comics.
In honor of the author of the book that the movie Less Than Zero was adapted from, a little break tonight will feature music from the movies of the books of... one Mr. Bret Easton Ellis.
American Psycho?
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
Ooh, fancy.
Is Going Back to Cali going to be on?
We'll be back.
Brown Lodge checking.
down where we still feel how I wish it was there, and you were still right here with me. We'll be right back.
Just happened. Everything just went dead. Is it okay?
Into the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net.
Indeed you are, indeed you are.
You're listening to the sounds of a band from England. They're called The Cure.
Let's see.
This is a song called Six Different Ways. It was on an album called The Head on the Door. But more recently, 2002, it was on the soundtrack to a movie called The Rules of Attraction. I'm not doing another movie review here. That's one. Guys know ahead of time.
That's not
obviously. It's been out within the last 20 years. Why would it?
It's 3 years old. I mean, I'm going to go see it in theaters tomorrow. I just got to find one that has it. The Rules of Attraction. I watched The Rules of Attraction. I'm going to have to turn off Mr. Robinson.
I have seen that movie, by the way.
I watched it on IFC.
Of course you've seen it. I just want to say, you're obsessed with Jessica Biel. Of course you're going to watch
well,
it.
Well, you know what? I'm glad he brought that up, because this is kind of where I wanted to go with this.
I'm glad you said Jessica Biel and not James Vanderbeek.
I wasn't going to talk about that. That's why you like that Summer Catch film.
I wish you would.
That's right.
All right, you guys are seriously stealing my thunder, and you don't even know why.
Sorry.
Jennifer Beals. What were we talking about? Flashdance?
Yeah, she's a maniac on the floor.
Wait, let me find Irene Cara. I gotta get it queued up. I was watching The Rules of Attraction on IFC. Never seen it before. Always wanted to see it, but never saw it.
That would be the independent film channel.
It would, actually. I think it actually is.
And still is.
I had rented the movie a few years ago. I actually don't have a Blockbuster account anymore because I kept The Rules of Attraction out for about 6 months and never watched it. But that's neither here nor there.
Did you ever return it?
I returned it, yeah.
Stupid.
So I finally watched it the other night, and to be honest, I didn't even finish watching it yet. But I really like it. James Vanderbeek Dawson of Dawson's Creek fame, he actually plays a pretty good character in it.
I thought he was Pacey.
He's actually kind of a... No, that's Joshua Jackson. James Vanderbeek plays a pretty good character in it. But anyway...
Well, you know who he is, right?
James Vanderbeek?
No, in the movie.
His name is Sean.
No. He is...
Wait, are you going to give away the end of the movie? Because I haven't seen it yet.
It has nothing to do with the end. It's it's the connection of the Brett Easton Ellis movies. He is Christian Bale's brother.
Get out of here.
From American Psycho. Like, he's a Bateman. I forget his first
name. Bateman! Yeah. Sean Bateman! You know, I'm so stupid that every time... When I saw American Psycho and his name was Patrick Bateman, I would think of Jason Bateman because I'm a moron. Because he's the only Bateman in the world besides his sister Justine.
I'm sorry, I would have thought of Justine myself.
So, when he said Sean Bateman the other night, I was thinking... Sean Bateman. What? I thought the same thought again, but just not going back to the... I love American Psycho, by the way. I think the book was trash. I know you're going to get mad at me. I think it was terrible and retarded, but...
No, we actually talked about the fact that it was kind of dopey that it's inane...
I thought you were a big fan of the book.
Inane palaver, if you will, that just keeps rambling.
Oh, I think my girlfriend actually likes the book better. But whatever.
Because she likes to read reviews of Huey Lewis songs.
Yeah, well, she said it was the best review of sports she ever got, so... I was watching The Rules of Attraction the other night, and there's a scene. Well, first of all, Shannon Sossaman is one of the actresses in it.
I'm unfamiliar with her work.
Don't want to say she's drop dead gorgeous because she's really not. Big crazy teeth.
She was in Heath Ledger Knight movie.
A Knight's Tale. I'm quite fond of her.
She was the.
She's also in the.
The Order.
40 Days and 40 Nights. Which you might not have seen. It's a Josh
Hartnett.
No, I know.
Yeah, Josh Hartnett.
Hartnett.
Yeah, but it was called 40 Days and 40 Nights. Mm-hmm. It's where he doesn't do it.
Right.
Yeah. I'm quite fond of her. She's like a little... I don't know what you would describe her. She seems somewhat Asian, yet somewhat Arabic, yet somewhat
Greek. Name's very Jewish, so I'm thinking maybe she's Israeli.
Watch it. I can say that.
Vito can alert to the fact that Israel exists.
Go on that computer and IMDb her. I want to know her race.
Continue. Well, I'm strictly going by her name, Shannon Sossaman.
I want to know her race because I need to know if my mother would approve of
my marriage.
Do
you think it'll be on IMDb?
Oh, she's on there. I mean, not that I was looking recently. But anyway, I'm watching the movie, and Jessica Biel, who I was never into, but I think she looks good in this movie.
Yeah. She's really good in this movie.
And Ian Somerhalder, I don't know if any of you are aware who Ian Somerhalder is. Ian Somerhalder is a gentleman that was on in the television show Lost.
Obviously the chair knows.
The chair isn't him.
You sent me all the episodes of Lost, and I still haven't watched them because my DVD player doesn't play AV files.
You know, I haven't seen every episode, and I'm really kicking myself because I saw two random episodes in the middle of the season. I kind of saw the review episode.
Mm-hmm. The Journey. Lost the Journey.
Yeah, and then I saw the season finale, which I thought was brilliant. But I mean, I'm dying to know the whole story. So
For the record, I have not seen the first episode yet. Please don't spoil it for me, otherwise I'll slash both of you.
Well, I was about to say, don't say anything about the plot because people listening might not. Haven't even watched the show yet.
The guy in the room.
So anyway, there's a scene where I think it's Kate Bosworth, but I'm not really sure about who she is. It's
The blonde girl, yeah.
There's a scene
Kate Bosworth is in this?
Yeah.
There's a scene where Kate...
Surfer Girl.
She makes like 2 seconds. She's not a very big part
of the movie. But Surfer Girl.
Yeah.
But she invites...
Oh my goodness, look at this name. Shannon Marie Kuhulani Sossaman. She's like...
Kuhulani.
Doesn't it say Lollapalooza?
Okay, she is...
American Indian, obviously, if she's Kuhulani.
I don't think it says that.
Are you ready? French, Hawaiian, Dutch, Irish, Filipino, and German.
swear to God, I'm marrying her tonight.
And she was born in Hawaii.
I'm totally.
Oh, God.
Honestly.
She was born in paradise.
Understand. Let's get a little bit serious here. Let's get a little bit sassy. Let's get a little crazy and sidetrack here. 100K and I have been talking about moving to Hawaii over the past month and a half, probably 2 months. You and
I got to tell you, that conversation happened about early February.
Is it really that long ago?
Absolutely. We were nowhere near getting the show ready yet.
Wow.
Honestly, getting it ready. We hadn't started.
She's from Paris. Honestly, man, she's your girl. I hope that she fits in with your other 7 girlfriends.
No, but she's not. This is the thing.
She's your wife?
There's a scene where Kate Bosworth, I think it was still Kate Bosworth, invites the American Pie guy that was Little Big League or Rookie of the Year or something.
No, he was in the movie.
Yeah, he's in the movie, but he's with a girl. I don't know if it was Kate Bosworth, but she invites Ian Somerhalder as a gay character in the movie, and she invites him back.
Do me a favor. Pull him up on IMDb because I have no idea who the hell
Ian
he's talking about.
Thomas Ian Nicholas is his name. Ian Somerhalder or the other guy?
Who do you want
I don't think you'll know who Ian Somerhalder is.
I just want to see a face.
So, this is going to be a little therapeutic. I need help here. So she says she tries to invite Ian Somerhalder back to the room with her and her boyfriend.
Chris.
And her boyfriend says, and her boyfriend is like, no. And honestly, I swear to God, subconsciously, I'm thinking in my head, dude, what's wrong with you? So,
I don't. I'm yet to see where the conflict
is. Well, it's a conflict, but like, I've always been able to find guys attractive. I'm not afraid of that, you know. I think I think Jonathan Rhys-Meyers was downright sexy in Velvet Goldmine.
But you think Ewan McGregor...
But I honestly, afterwards, I was trying to decide whether Jessica Biel or Shannon Sossaman was sexier, and I think I decided this dude is the sexiest out of all of
in
them
that
in
movie?
The movie. In
think,
the movie, The I Rules think, of Attraction.
I think out of the 3 hot girls in that movie, I think Kate Bosworth is probably...
But you see,
the
problem is you included Kate Bosworth, I included a guy named Ian.
Wait a minute. Kate Bosworth is in Rules of Attraction?
She's got a very, very small part. It's important.
I know you've touched on this 3 other times, but I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around the fact that she was in the film. I'm
Didn't
confused.
You? Yes. Yes. She's in it.
It's a great movie. Honestly, bottom line is these people are just so sexy that I cross gender lines and I don't even care.
You know what? I'm out of my mind.
You're thinking of Kate Winslet, or you're thinking of the girl from the movie with her.
I know who Kate Bosworth is. Okay. I was thinking of 40 Days and 40 Nights. I've never seen Rules of Attraction. Sorry.
Maggie Gyllenhaal is in that.
She's also in Donnie Darko, one of my favorite movies of the past 10 years. But
she is. I think she's really cute.
Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, I just don't know.
Honestly,
why.
Dude, are you really into Rod Stewart too? Like, honestly, she's horrendous.
She's like a normal girl.
Are you really into olive oil or Brutus, Bluto? She's disgusting. She's a brilliant actress. Her brother is a brilliant actor. She's ugly as sin.
You just wait.
Don't get me wrong. I'd be more than happy to bed her on any night were I not a married man. I've bedded the most horrendous women that have ever walked the earth.
So here's the question that I'm asking. I'm not going to talk about sex because I couldn't have sex with a man. It couldn't happen. I'm almost ashamed of that.
Are you sure about that? You wanted to test that theory?
Oh, God. That's not sex. That's you beating me. But would you rather kiss... I was of the mind that I would almost like to kiss that dude as much as, say, Kate Bosworth.
Alright, the dude who...
And by almost, I'm just trying to be more heterosexual than I am.
Okay. The dude who the picture he just showed on there, Ian something or other?
Yeah.
You're insane.
You gotta see the movie.
Wait, hold on. You're not insane? You're just gay. It's cool, like, it doesn't mean you're a bad dude, but... The picture I saw was a dude with stubble, and he looked like a man. I'd rather kiss a soft,
blonde
woman.
You gotta see the movie.
All right, well, it's not outdated. I will. Rules of Attraction.
The book might be, I don't know.
Rules of Attraction?
The Rules of Attraction, written by Bret Easton Ellis.
I'm in.
Featuring 6 Different Ways, the song you heard by The Cure. when we came back from a break on the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net. Wow, I just turned into you.
Wait a minute. That's who I am to you? I'm just the guy who constantly does commercials, huh?
And then he beats me and calls it sex.
No. I sex you and call it beating. Don't be confused. Yeah, you are listening to the Brown Lodge exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. We're getting a little sassy tonight, having a lot of fun talking, being nonsensical and sexual all at the same time, except not so sexual. You hit us on the AOL Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge, or check out the chat room, Radio BBQ Chat, or don't do either of these because you're listening to this on a download and we're not live.
What?
So we just stopped talking because we're not live to those people.
No, I didn't. I'm talk.
Anyway.
I mean, I understand and I appreciate everything you're saying about Brad Easton Ellis and all this. What happened to Push Nevada?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I was a fan of Push Nevada.
Okay. Let's rewind. We're talking about a year. Let's rewind before 100K cell phones started ringing during the show. There was a show on ABC called Push Nevada. It was done, I think that, I don't remember if it was Matt Damon and Ben Affleck that were involved in production.
It was Ben Affleck, who I don't find sexy, by the way.
He's a handsome man.
No, I don't find him sexy.
The star of Alias thinks so.
That's why I'm still hanging on to the fact that I'm a heterosexual.
I mean, I understand he has an enormous, enormous skull. But one of the most desirable stars of our day, Jennifer Garnier, as she is known in France, has chosen to womb his child.
Oh, she's pregnant?
I'm saying it here.
So you're going to be attracted to her in about 3 months?
Give it like a month and a half, because she's already like a month and a half pregnant. Yeah, I love preggers. But the fact of the matter is they did this show called Push Nevada. It was billed as being like, ooh, it's like hidden message show. And it was a little corny, like it was over the top. It was like...
Can I tell what it was?
Please.
It was
help the idiot out.
No. I didn't mean that. But it was a ripoff of my personal favorite show, as much as I love Lost.
227?
Besides, Jackie!
Mary!
That's the only good impersonation I can do.
Let me tell you something, Jackie.
Dog, you're right.
Dog, I want my job back.
Please, Push Nevada. I don't know what it is. I know that Ben
Push
Affleck
Nevada
has...
right out of the union. That's what we were getting at here.
Seriously. We're not going to screw around. We want Staten Island to be a planet and Nevada to be its own nation state.
Push Nevada was a show that blatantly ripped off Twin Peaks. And I understand Lost rips off Twin Peaks too, but...
I want to say, I don't think it blatantly ripped off Twin Peaks. I think it blatantly tried
okay,
to
fair enough.
To hook into people that are looking for something more in a show. They didn't do a very good job
at
all.
What was the name of the Oliver Stone TV show that came out around the same time?
The Ben Stiller Show.
No, it was Oliver Stone. It was really, really wacky. It was like Wild Palms or something that came on around the same time as Twin Peaks.
Oh, I don't know.
It doesn't matter. I was thinking
maybe... It sounds familiar, though.
I was thinking maybe it ripped that off as opposed to Twin Peaks because I've never seen Push Nevada, but Lost doesn't come close to Twin Peaks as far as ripping it off. I don't think. I mean,
You know what it is? It's little subtle things that they rip off in the storyline, which we're not going to get into because
which
we'll
I haven't seen. Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet. I'm trying to watch episode one today, but I was too busy.
But anyway, there's a scene in the... I mean, there's no scene. What am I even talking about? That was autopilot. That was me on autopilot, just so everybody knows. In Push Nevada... Well, in Twin Peaks, for those of you that don't know, Kyle MacLachlan plays an FBI agent that gets called into a town, Twin Peaks in Washington.
Kyle MacLachlan?
Yes.
Yeah.
He gets called into this town to investigate the murder of the high school cheerleader, most popular girl, blah, blah, blah. The best show ever. But anyway, Push Nevada...
I always knew his name as Dale for some reason.
That's his
Dale Cooper. Kyle MacLachlan is the actor that plays him.
Oh, sorry. I got a little confused.
See, he wasn't really an FBI agent.
See, that's why you got me confused there for a minute. That's what I was asking. Kyle MacLachlan, I thought it was...
You don't have to smash a bottle on your head. It's okay.
Do you want to hear an interesting digression just for like 2 seconds that has something to do with something that we said previously in this? When we used to play NHL 96 on Sega... I used to create...
I never played 96. I never played 95.
Well, 95, whatever. I used to create characters named Dale Cooper and Kiefer Sutherland's character. I forget his name.
Kiefer Sutherland?
In Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me. Twin Peaks...
the movie.
He's Agent Chester Desmond is Chris Isaac.
Right.
But partner is Kiefer Sutherland. I don't remember his name.
It was Chet Desmond, though. Go on, but just since it tied into two things we were talking about. Anyway, go on with Push Nevada.
Push Nevada, the actor, I don't remember his name, is an IRS agent that gets called into the town of Push Nevada that has all these wacky characters because I don't know. It's so stupid. You know what? I kept trying to watch it. There was a big contest going on with it, and I tried to watch it because I wanted it to be Twin Peaks. I've been waiting for there to be another Twin Peaks since Twin Peaks. Now I feel like I kind of have it with Lost as a show that I can just count the days and try to figure out the plot to constantly. But Push Nevada was a bad substitute. I watched Push Nevada. I watched the whole entire show. I missed the last episode and didn't even care.
All right, here's the thing. How long was Push Nevada on the air?
About 6 months, if even that long.
A whole
About
season?
10 episodes, maybe?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No effing way. Here's what my issue with Push Nevada is. I started watching it religiously. I seem to only remember 4 episodes actually getting on the air. They might have moved it, and I never caught up. What happened? You guys are looking crazy at me. I never seem to think that they caught up. I never seem to think that they actually finished it. Did they move the hours? Did they get to it? Whatever happened with Push Nevada? I understand. It's 2017. I just cursed. I'm sorry.
I'm honestly flabbergasted. God, I curse now.
I honestly am totally appalled with myself. I'm disgusted. I was blown away by the fact that I never knew what happened with this show, Push Nevada. I understand it was silly. I understand it was goofy. I understand it wasn't the intriguing drama that I wanted it to be, but I tried to force myself to watch it because I felt like, all right, yeah, it's almost on that whole tip. And it was never there, and I didn't know that it was ever completed. Did it complete a full season, and we got some sort of
answers? They ended the show.
Honestly, I wish.
And there was a 2-hour season finale. I don't even remember what happened leading up to that, and I never saw it.
I honestly swear to God, I wish you would punch me in the face right now because I'm so upset with myself that I cursed.
I'll do it.
Look, don't worry about it. It's okay.
I'm worried.
It's all right. You cursed. It's okay. People curse. It happens. We're not going to get fined. We know your stance on cursing.
But that's exactly the point. That's my stance on cursing.
I'd like to point out that I haven't cursed once tonight.
Great. Why don't you rub some... can I get you a handful of iodized salt to rub directly in my wound?
Well, never mind. We know that I'm...
I just honestly never thought that Push Nevada got completed. I never knew that anything happened with it beyond those first 3 or 4 episodes, because they must have moved the time on it, and I thought the show just ended. And the whole concept of uncompleted shows really bummed me out.
Who starred in that show?
Nobody. Nobody. Well, I mean, a human.
It was an empty town. It was just scenery.
This is this store. Look at the mountain. Like nothing ever happened. Yeah, no one you ever heard of.
Oh, God, you know who was in it? You might know her, because you seem to know everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know her name. Does that help?
Oh, good. I know her, as a matter of fact.
For some reason, I think her name is Liz Vassar. Is that a person?
Yeah, I've heard of her.
An actress. I saw her on Dharma and Greg once. She was the sheriff that arrested him.
Norma Dunn?
She played... She was
Nora Dunn, right?
She was American Maid or whatever on The Tick.
See, I knew you would know her, and I knew you would know way too much about her. Something I would never
know. No, I know who she is.
He's got his finger on the pulse.
She was cute.
She was cute.
There's an actress named... Don't know her name. I'm good. Oh, okay. You don't watch Seinfeld? You watch Seinfeld?
Mm-hmm.
You remember the landlord that hated Newman, and he prevented Kramer and Newman from putting in reverse peepholes, and and he made fun of Jerry for wearing a fur coat?
Yes, yes. Okay. I don't know
that guy was in it. He's also the guy on Roseanne that is the lottery guy. The
it's
lottery
not, it's
owner.
It's not
when they
John Polito, is it?
It absolutely is. Oh my God! You see?
There
what
it
you
is.
Did?
There it is. I was not the only one. At least I don't feel bad now.
I didn't. I stopped myself. I totally stopped myself.
I heard it. I'm gonna alter it in the mix to make it sound like so blatant.
No, I
bunk.
You fuck. John Polito, that's the guy.
He was in
Push
the Crow.
Nevada.
Was he really?
Yeah.
He was in The Crow. That's
it's not a good show, but it's entertaining. I felt like, you know how I feel about Push Nevada? Kind of like I felt about Revelations, which is on recently with Bill Pullman.
I'm not familiar. I don't watch television.
Bill Pullman, Fred Durst, and the girl from The Truman Show. That was how it was billed.
Oh,
was
by the
cast.
Name? You mentioned her before. Her name is Natasha McElhone.
I've never uttered those words
she
in my
is,
life.
Crazy.
All right, slow down.
Let's, I mentioned her?
Hold on, slow
you
down.
You mentioned Revelation.
Slow down. Okay. Take a step back.
You mentioned.
The fact of the matter is that no matter what person from anything in the world that you could mention, that he'll just rattle off the name of this character freaks me out so ridiculously. We used to joke all the time that he had his finger on the pulse of the entertainment community. It's ridiculous that he's just randomly, oh, you mean the gaffer? That would be Todd Vischenkelmoff. Like, it's absurd. I'm sorry.
You know what's funny? Initially with your first two shows, I think, I was emailing you guys after I couldn't get the live feed, so I wasn't actually listening to it live. But after you guys would do your show, I would listen to the I would download it and listen to it, and I would always either email you guys like answers to questions that you had, and it's just weird to now be here and answering those questions now because now it's actually relevant.
It's funny because the guy who was one of our technical advisors at the beginning, our boy Mousy Tongue. When he would listen to the replays, he would call me the day after because he works when we're on, and he would call me the day after screaming at me how he was yelling at his radio because he couldn't take that we didn't have the answers to the question that he wanted to, and he wanted to answer so badly.
Yeah. I don't know that I was screaming, but I was just like, oh, it's okay.
You can make believe.
And then in my head, I'm thinking, oh, next week they'll mention that I answered the question. So if you remember, I sent you not a nasty email. It's like, what, you don't answer emails, either of you? And then, like, the next day he answered, like, three. Because I'm useful.
No, it's...
No. I really...
Sometimes friends... Honestly, I check my Brown Lodge email personally... My The Brown Lodge email.
Didn't you tell me don't answer Vito? I want to break him down for the cult. I thought Runner was here. I forgot.
I don't check that email very often. That's why I never respond.
Gotcha.
Ignore what he just said. Those were just silly, silly jokes.
Liz Vassy.
Yes.
Played Dawn Sheriff Gaines. No, actually, she played Dawn, Sheriff Gaines' deputy. Dawn Sheriff Gaines was not her name in the television show.
That's what I'm naming.
I almost want to go with an official announcement on that one, but I think I'll just leave it be.
You have to. I might name my next daughter Dawn Sheriff Gaines.
But does she gain something? Or?
Everything.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Radio BBQ or its subsidiaries.
Dawn Sheriff Gaines is not the name of the character played by Liz Vassy on Push Nevada.
That's right.
Was that right?
Yeah.
Was that right an official statement? Because yes. I got to go back and play the music. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Honestly, whenever that gets played accidentally, you better have an outdated movie review ready for going forward.
Speaking of...
Did I stop?
If you guys don't know, you're listening to the Brown Lodge. We got a little sidetrack there with sidetracking, which is what the hell we do the entire time that we're on the air here. You listen to the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net exclusively. Check us out on the AOL Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge. Hit up the chat room, Radio BBQ chat. Listen to Radio BBQ as often as you can because when we're not here being idiots, someone else is here being an idiot making either good music play or good talk happen, and you should check it out as much as you can. Also, check out our website, www.thebrownlodge.com. Hit our message boards. Let us know what jerks we are and how much you like us for being such.
Speaking of having a fingertip on the pulse of the entertainment industry, Runner the other day mentioned, kind of in passing, you guys were talking about the sex tape bet that you guys had going on. Like,
yeah.
Now, if I remember correctly, just to touch on the sex tape bet, you said 100K that there was an article. I don't know if you said the news.
It was in the Daily News gossip column.
Okay, and you said that there was, I'm trying to remember, so correct me if I'm wrong, a sitcom actress.
It said a cute as a button television star.
But on.
Okay, so it didn't say.
Didn't specifically say sitcom.
Okay.
But it didn't say it wasn't, so.
Okay, so what my thinking is that it might be, I guess, did it really stress button?
It did. Here's the thing. It didn't necessarily stress button. It wasn't in italics or anything.
Uh-huh.
But it did. This person, I can't remember. I don't think it was Russian Malloy. It was somebody in the Daily News that had to write a gossip page. And this person, like, likes to drop, like little Michael Musto. If anyone's familiar with Michael Musto, he writes for the Village Voice, a column. And
well, he's also
he'll
syndicated.
Make little references to people. Oh, is he syndicated?
Yeah, he's okay. Syndicated.
And this was kind of cute as a... But this person definitely writes, like, if this... I obviously, you're going somewhere with this, and I'll let you go with it. But say if it was the star of a show called Buttons, they would say, cute as a button, you know, like wink, wink. So it's totally potentially a person like that.
It's very much like the post with the we here. You know, but I'm taking, you know, like, since you read the post, you know, like, one of those things, like, we hear some
we
actions.
Hear, if you don't
oh, it's,
know.
Oh, that's exactly what it like is. It's the same. Yeah, exactly.
If you guys don't know, if you're outside of New York, we hear in the New York Post is when they tell you something horrendous about something that happened to someone, some sort of celebrity, and they don't give you a specific on who that celebrity is, but they tease who it might be.
Okay, so I was wrong in saying that it was a sitcom then. I was going to say that would kind of negate your choice of Misha Barton and whoever. However,
I didn't say Misha Barton. I said someone from the OC.
No, you said Button and Barton at one point. But the thing is, from the OC, two of the characters are dating. Two of the actors are dating. So that might be.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Seth.
Green?
No, not Seth Green. He doesn't do that.
From Can't Buy Me Love?
Yes.
And Rachel Bilson. Rachel Bilson and Adam Cohen, I think his name is.
Is it ridiculous?
Adam
Brody. How many people he knows in the entertainment industry?
But they are dating. But anyway, what I was going to say was Runner, in almost in passing, and it was kind of ignored because you guys didn't actually hear it, and I just heard it in the replay. Runner mentioned that Jessica Simpson and Johnny Knoxville. Like, he just threw those names out, like, really quick. And I just thought that it was weird that you guys didn't touch upon. He goes, oh, and he actually said something like, oh, that might be inside or something, or, you know, for a little inside tip or something like that. And you guys can listen to the replay on the website. But it was just a really weird throwaway comment that no one really picked up on. And so while I was kind of getting ready to come in here today, I was just looking at, you know, different gossip columns or whatever and different news feeds and stuff. And I found something very interesting on defamer.com, which is basically this website that's basically all Hollywood gossip and just taking down, you know, defaming anybody famous. And what they had was Jen, who used to be Bam's girlfriend on the show, or still is, depending on conflicting reports, she had called into this radio show in Philadelphia. And she had let the cat out of the bag that Bam had slept with Jessica Simpson. And then she also mentions Johnny Knoxville. So what I was thinking tonight, 100K, since you were interested in doing a Brown Lodge play, actually have the transcript here of her phone call. So we can read. I'll do Jen's part, and you can be the DJ. So Jen calls and says, he cheated on me with 45 to 50 girls. Yes, he did F Jessica Simpson.
Was the DJ a man or a woman?
It was a man.
Okay. Where did this guy grow up? What type of life did he have? Can I get a little background on this character?
I'm sorry, you don't know your motivation. You're excited.
What is my motivation?
You're excited.
Is this Chio? Or is this
yes.
Diego?
Yes, yes.
It's Chio?
Yeah.
From Q102 in Philadelphia?
That's correct.
You know what? I never heard him, but you posted that on the Brown Lunch message board.
That's correct.
But all right, I think I can go with that.
Okay. So,
okay, I'm getting ready to do Chio, everybody.
I'll do a Eastern Pennsylvania.
Can you do Jen? Can you do Jen again?
Yeah, sure. And I'll even use my Eastern Pennsylvanian Westchester voice. Ready?
Okay.
He cheated on me with 45 girls. Yes, he did F Jessica Simpson.
Oh, Jen. I love you so much. And you know this for a fact.
I know this for a fact. He woke up in her bed. I have an email. He told me all about it.
Just for the record, in case any of you don't know, Chio is actually Dracula. How long have you guys been broken up?
2.5 months. Oh, geez, you turned the paper. The whole thing is a lie. The whole show, and they imply that it's newlyweds, but it could be Viva La Bam. The whole show is a lie.
When did Jessica go down on him?
No, that's not what it says.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was in character. When did the whole Jessica Simpson thing go down?
It was in L.A. He was at a hymn show with Ryan, and Jessica was there, and she started grinding. You notice I dropped the voice. And she started grinding up on him, and he was like, what the hell, it's Jessica Simpson. I hope it burns when he pees.
This is going to get out and be a big bombshell for Jessica Simpson and her people.
She humped PJ, too, while they were shooting Dukes of Hazzard.
Ooh.
PJ. Oh, Johnny Knoxville.
Hold on a second. PJ Carlissimo?
No.
Sorry.
She is as dumb as she looks. And there you go. That was a reenactment from nothing.
Now, Jen, let me ask you a question.
No, I'm not Jen anymore.
Now, let's be 100% serious here. I understand we all want to buy into it and believe that Jessica Simpson's doing the oombatch and oombam bam with Bam Bam. Do you not see the plausibility, possibility, / probability that one of the quote-unquote geniuses behind Jackass may be orchestrating a coup? A ruse?
Well, a coup would
be... A punk? Oh, shut up. Oh. Don't make fun of the fact that I used the wrong word.
He's taking over her. I'm sorry.
But you don't see.
Wait. You know what? Maybe he's overthrowing the current top media stories.
Thank you. Wow, save me.
Oh wait, so you're saying that this is an attempt to take away from the Katie Holmes Tom Cruise story?
No, I hate them. I don't think it's that. I just.
Oh my God! You know what? Forget it. Go on.
I think he's a dude that wants his friends to think that he banged Jessica Simpson, so he's making a joke. Or he's a guy who sat with his friend and said, "Yo, dude, wouldn't it be great if we told them I banged Jessica Simpson? Yo, I'm gonna tell my parents to say it in an interview. Then I'm gonna tell my ex-girlfriend to say it here. Who, from what I understand, is never really his ex-girlfriend. They just quote unquote break up.
Right.
It's all fukakta, for lack of a better term, because that's not even a word.
What'd you get excited about just now?
Tom Cruise. I read today, Scientology. All right, you want to talk about conspiracy theories? I read two books about L. Ron Hubbard and what a maniac he was. I also read a book about a guy named Jack Parsons, who L. Ron Hubbard was a member of. It's not a cult lesson time, but if you're not familiar with who Aleister Crowley is.
I call him Crowley too,
but Aleister Crowley was an infamous magician in the early part of this century.
Where magic is spelled with a K.
Exactly. But Aleister Crowley and a guy named Jack Parsons was a follower of his, and so was L. Ron Hubbard, and they tried to do some kind of spell to bring along what they called a moonchild. And they said that Jack Parsons suspiciously died right after that, so they thought maybe he, like, you know, touched some kind of, like, demon side, and the fact that he was messing around with explosives for 5 years straight and was completely sloppy probably had something to do with him blowing up. But anyway... in all this talk, I started reading about L. Ron Hubbard and about Scientology, and Tom Cruise is really good friends with a guy that's like the captain of Scientology right now. I can't even remember the guy's name. I'll try to come back with it next week. But I always was very suspicious about that fake Tom Cruise smile that he's got going on there. That whole, you know, Howard Stern said something years ago about Tom Cruise, which was true. Right after when they hit the Oscars, I guess the 2002 Oscars that followed September 11th, they said Tom Cruise at the beginning comes out and he says, he comes out and he goes, a friend of mine, an actor friend. He called me today. He goes, Tommy, what are we doing? What are we doing? He's looking around the room, and he's acting. And that's exactly what Howard Stern said. He's always acting. This guy is always acting. There's always something fake, whether it's him being interviewed by Barbara Walters and and being Mr. Coy, when he was on with Jamie Foxx, or apparently pumping his fist and yelling, I love this woman on Oprah recently about Katie Holmes. This guy is always acting. There's always something weird going on with him. And I finally realized, I was always suspicious it was related to the Scientology thing, because apparently Nicole Kidman had enough of the whole Scientology thing, and that's why they're not together anymore. Now I see that Katie Holmes, did you read the Daily News to the Post today?
I didn't.
Did you read the New York Post, Chris?
Oh, my Christ, of course I do.
Okay, so did you read the story about Katie Holmes?
I gotta be honest with you, I looked at it, and
it was more interesting than you would have thought.
I flipped away from it. I read the fact that that a lot of Tom's boys and or slash girls and him are down with Katie and kind of advising her in every aspect. That's
what
I read.
He brought her parents to the Scientology center.
Yeah. I did catch that.
But apparently Katie Holmes moved out abruptly, and the only thing she left with her doorman was Scientology pamphlets, and she gave him strict orders to make sure that he handed out to every one of her neighbors before she left. That's a borderline kidnapping.
That's very
How's that a kidnapping?
It's not a kidnapping. I'm not against people following what they want to do, but it's just for the sake of my little
sounds
diatribe
like
I'm going on right now. It's
sounds like a Patty Hearst thing.
It's Scientology.
She got convinced, and she believes. You and I.
Basically, it's religion.
You and I have
known people.
You and I have known people in our lives that have been. What would be the.
By Scientology or by religion in general?
No. That have been intoxicated and roped in, for lack of a better term, into religions that are less than mainstream, shall we say. And I would never, under any sense of my life, think that anything that they were doing was wrong, per se, because you don't know. Maybe they have some sort of answer. She's adamant about this new thing she got roped into. And maybe her roping in is an accurate roping.
There's more. I guess any kind of religion you have, there's going to be some type of there's going to be all sorts of bad stories. If it's Christianity, there's priests raping kids. If it was
Christianity, it's the fact that they make believe someone raised from the dead and he's the son of God. But that's
I'm not
going to
get into that. I'm really not.
Sorry, I got confused.
I guess every religion has its bad apples, so to speak. But the Scientology book, see, L. Ron Hubbard founded a religion on his own based on nothing previous, based on no previous text. He didn't like change a former religion a little bit. Basically, L. Ron Hubbard founded his own religion based on what came out of his own mind, and then all this bad S. You know what word I'm alluding to?
I do.
It's not as bad as the one Chris uttered before when he tried to get us kicked off the air, but it's a bad word nonetheless.
Sassy?
It is bad sassy. All the bad sassy that these Scientology people did, it just got me. I'm legging now, but it got me going, and I started getting really into the fact that Katie Holmes was kidnapped by Scientologists.
There used to be I don't know, did you investigate Scientology or something, or was it just Aleister Crowley?
No, I read the two books about L. Ron Hubbard.
Okay. Is it true that it was a bet between he and other writers that he couldn't come up with his own religion?
They alluded to that, the fact that it was even more so the fact that it was a bet that he could get rope people in and take over their lives.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, isn't most of his religion, and I'm doing air quotes, based on his science fiction writing? Because he was a failed science fiction
Absolutely.
Writer. Absolutely. Well, there you go. So Katie Holmes believes in Martians.
Well, I do too. You had to offend me.
Sorry.
I'm a big fan of Kilgore Trout. He was all about Martians, and I followed his religion.
Why do I know that? What is that? Is that an author?
Sort of. Kilgore Trout is the alter ego of Kurt Vonnegut when he was a science fiction writer.
Kilgore Trout is Kurt Vonnegut?
And Kilgore Trout is mentioned in a lot of his earlier works as being this crazy science fiction writer who wrote a bunch of stuff that no one believed in. Which is why I
think
love
a
Kurt
friend,
Vonnegut.
A coworker of mine, Lucy, I don't know if she's listening, but she alluded to, at the job I don't have, she also doesn't have that job either, and she alluded to, I think, if I'm not mistaken, she alluded to Kurt Vonnegut having an alter ego, but I didn't...
Kilgore Trout.
I actually thought Kilgore Trout was a band that used to play on Staten Island.
Probably was. Probably was. There was a band called like Slaughterhouse Five.
There was a band called Ungawa Simba. I worked with the guy. His name was Joe in Pergament.
I quit.
That job I did have.
I officially quit anything in lifestyle that has anything to do with
it. I'm sorry to say, honestly, if I brought all the Scientologists in the room down, I'm really sorry. You know, not in this room, in the chat room.
I'm personally trying to come back from it. Is that the last one? Is that his last drink? Are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm a glutton, and I'm stealing all of 100K's drinks because
he's taking Jones soda.
I only brought a six-pack.
He wants me to be Jonesing.
Mo.
Jonesy.
Speaking of Jones,
do
you know who Chloe Jones is?
Holy Christ. Chloe Jones was a Playboy model, was she not?
She was also a pornography actress.
Well, she started off as a Playboy model who decided to say, hey, I'm going to be naked and having Umbachu no Bam Bam on video.
Well, Chloe Jones apparently died of undisclosed causes.
I'm uncomfortable with the undisclosed causes thing. Like, did she...
I really don't know. I don't know anything about it. All I know is that she was a couple of weeks... Her birthday is actually what would be next Friday. So she would have been 30 next Friday, and I just kind of find it... It kind of sucks whenever somebody... I don't want to say famous, because who knows... Who can judge what somebody's famous for? But it kind of sucks when somebody dies at your own age.
I can judge that she's famous for having sex with people on video. Okay. That's what I'll judge.
But yeah, I just thought it just kind of sucked. That's all. But what, speaking of Jones.
That someone your age is dead?
Yeah. You know, especially like her birthday is really close to mine. And it just kind of gets to me a little bit.
I don't mean to
belittle?
Slap you in the face with a little bit of reality. People of all ages die at all times.
Oh, that's no mystery.
People die? No, they don't. Stop it.
Hold on a minute. We're going to have a little talk after the show tonight. Well,
I honestly, I swear to you, I remember the day my mother told me that everyone will die at some point, and I got to say, it bummed me out. I was probably watching the Jetsons or something, and it was me and my brother, who's like 4 years older than me, and I was probably like five or six. I was probably like six or something, and the topic of death came up. I know you think I'm part of the Addams Family or something, but the topic of death came up somehow, and whatever, somebody said something, and I remember my mother telling me that, oh yeah, well everybody dies at some point, and it was the most devastating thing in the world. I was just like, what are you talking about? Like, that, why?
You want to take it to someplace fun?
After the show, I'm a little sore.
Yeah.
No. Someplace fun.
Please look at what Eric just wrote.
Vito banged Chloe Jones. Is that really true?
No, it was Star Jones.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Sorry.
Thank you, Eric, but I...
You know. although our friend Daddy
that's
Kitty,
Jack A, dude, not Star Jones.
Whatever.
If any need to know, our friend Bad Kitty seemed to think that she died while getting anal. Just so you know,
you guys are shock jocking it up now.
shocking. When I was a kid, I seemed to have some odd memories of sitting on the toilet, and while I sat on the toilet, I got immersed in my own mind in thinking about why.
In general, or
quite simply, why? I didn't mean to digress too much, but while 100K is talking about his childhood confusion with these thoughts, it made me think. When I was a kid, I was always confused why, and I don't understand if it was an aspect of knowing your language, of knowing what you were really asking, or knowing what you were really thinking. But it kind of blew my mind that I didn't understand why.
Why people die?
No.
Oh, you mean the answer to why?
Why? I don't mean...
needs to come between X and Z.
I don't, but you know what? I only wish for the life of me someone was in that bathroom with me while I was going to the bathroom, because I was actually
having a movement at the time that I thought this. And I, not that there's a reason to be graphic, but that's literally what I was sitting there and thinking, oh my God, why?
How old were you when this happened?
I got to figure 83 or so, maybe 10 years old.
You were 10.
And I was obsessed with why. Why, and I never understood why. And I don't know.
You know,
I just never understood why.
There used to be this, I hesitate to call it an urban legend, but there used to be this this kind of story that used to go around college campuses. At least I know it went around at Pitt. And there was supposedly a philosophy professor who, for the final, only had one question. And the question was why. And do you know who passed the test?
I'm going to take a guess and say Vito?
No. I never took philosophy.
Damn it.
It was the student that wrote Why Not. And that's the only A that that class got.
Can I say that the student who wrote that and the teacher should both throw themselves out of a window while burning? Because you know what? That's a bunch of stupid Dalai Lama horse crap that means absolutely nothing.
You know who it means something to you? Your boyfriend.
Which boyfriend is that?
That would be the brother of your other boyfriend, Mr. Owen Wilson.
No. It's my boyfriend, Owen Wilson,
okay,
who doesn't share any sort of love towards the Dalai Lama, because he told Playboy in this month's issue, when he went to hear the Tibetan spiritual leader speak at UCLA, it was only to impress a girl. And the crowd that was there made him want to throw up. At the end of his corny lecture with a bunch of goofball utopian ideals, he opened it up to questions. Somebody asked, what's the answer to world hunger? And his answer was like, sharing. And everyone oohed and ahed like he just solved the problem. Somebody else asked, what's the solution to racism? And he came back with, we all have the same color of blood. And everybody was swooning. I just couldn't believe what the big deal was. And you know what? My boyfriend, Owen Wilson, is straight on right, because it's a bunch of Hong Kong phooey. It's nonsense.
I don't know much about the Dalai Lama. I really
is
don't.
Is he a Buddhist, the Dalai Lama, or what would he be considered?
I don't know. I thought Richard Gere was the Dalai Lama.
What?
I know that in Twin Peaks, Agent Cooper wants the Dalai Lama to be able to return to his country. That's all I know.
By the way, just I want to interrupt for a second just so you know, the answer going around the chat room right now is Vito is the answer to everything, just so you know.
You know, that's very flattering. Thank you.
I couldn't.
I'm not even being facetious. Thank you very much.
Honestly, Vito, I just want to make an official 100K statement.
Okay. You can make it on behalf of the show.
Can I? Okay.
But it takes 30 seconds to get it going, so I will subsequently.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Radio BBQ or its subsidiaries.
Vito?
Yes.
If you look like Ian Somerhalder, I would kiss you. If you look like Shannon Sossaman, I would do more. I would kiss Chris, too.
I would hope you'd kiss twice.
Yeah, by the way, those two are my hope for the... I mean, my vote for the sex tape that's going to be coming out. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to bring that movie back up.
Saucer. I swear to God... No, just for no reason. I just arbitrarily swear to God.
Oh, God.
Hey, God. Seriously speaking, though, Owen Wilson's the best person in the world. I love the fact that he's calling out Richard Gere and his homeboy and telling them they're jerks.
You should probably check into the chat room. I think, Chris, you might think that Angel is the best person in the world. Well, since other people don't want to hear Chris read, I'll continue on.
Yeah, it was like one of the last comments she made, actually. That's why he said that. I know exactly what she said.
My God, Angel, you are the best ever. Because the truth is, Van Halen is always the answer. I have their logo tattooed on my leg because there is some sort of link to the cosmic energy of the world that was Alex, Michael, David, and what was the other guy's name? Oh, yeah, Eddie. And they're the most brilliant thing that ever happened in the world. I love it.
The room's getting uncomfortable, so I'm going to move on.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of speaking of the Dalai Lama.
Yes?
Is the Dalai Lama like a position?
Yes.
Well, is that, it's, oh, so he has an actual name outside of Dalai Lama?
Yeah.
And when he dies, some other dude's going to become the Dalai Lama?
The Golden Child. Like Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, yeah, totally. That's totally what the story's about. About how, well, not directly, but yeah, that's kind of what it's about.
Well, I totally didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like there's a kid is chosen somewhere. He's born with like some kind of, I don't want to say a distinguishing mark, but he's born somewhere a certain way, you know, under certain conditions or whatever, and that kid is the chosen one. What
who?
Kitty's saying damn long-haired hippies. Is she talking about Van Halen?
Don't be confused. Don't let yourself get sidetracked.
See, she has a point, because Depeche Mode was a better band. Wow,
I laugh at everything. Come on.
For the record, I just want to say, I am still waiting for this disc of mysterious Depeche Mode songs that are the greatest songs in the
world. I called Chris today. I told him I was making him the disc. I even gave him a choice of format, CD, audio, or MP3. But then I had to put the Bret Easton Ellis music on disc, and I had to leave for work, so there was really, honestly, just no time to do it.
I'd be willing to bet that the fact of the matter is he just said, oh, yeah, that's right, you wanted a CD. I'll just call you and lie to you while I sit here and listen to Somebody and Personal Jesus. Because those are the only songs I know that this band ever had.
Fashion. Oh, so we're going there. We're getting personal now.
Whoa.
He actually just pulled the microphone right out of the stand because he's
smacked himself in the face.
It would have been a really good move. It would have been like...
Bad Kitty, I just want to say I was down with you and you were cool up until you said DM is the best band. I think me and you are officially enemies. If there was Enemy-ster, I would make you my Enemy-ster on
there's
it.
Enemy-ster? There's Hate-ster, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah, I don't know if it's still up anymore.
I think it's
I'm
like
totally
cops.
Joining. Now, please explain to me why are you grabbing your microphone like a confounded idiot?
I don't know, but I smashed it into my mouth and it never went anywhere. It was a bad move.
Hey, man, I told you I'm open wide to anything you have to deliver to me. All you've given me is Somebody and Personal Jesus.
Do you know?
I didn't give you either of those songs. Those are the songs you heard.
If I were to pick. Between 1984 and Music for the Masses, which I think is Depeche Mode's best album.
Wait, 1984 by Van Halen?
Yeah. I would totally go with 1984.
I don't think it's Depeche Mode's best album, but I love it, so
it's,
I can...
That's
totally
Behind
cool,
the
though,
Wheel is one of the best songs ever written.
It's sexy.
It totally is.
Okay, seriously speaking, stop it. Punch yourself in the face and clear your mind.
He did with the microphone.
But no, do it again harder.
Bad Kitten just brought up my other favorite movie, Bring It On, by the way. I don't think it was in that context.
Seriously speaking, listen to Top Jimmy on 1984 about a guy who sang so good that the roof fell in and he didn't even stop the show. And tell me that there's a better song ever recorded in the history of rock and, for that matter, rock/music, period.
I thought you were going to say roll.
Can I disagree with you on Top Jimmy? I think I'll Wait is a better song on that album.
You're insane, and you just want to be that guy that's picking the weird,
obscure song
on
not,
there.
It's not obscure at all. It was a top 40 hit.
I'll Wait definitely did not hit the top 40.
I know it was released on the radio, so it was definitely in the top 40 at one
point. I'd be willing to bet $463,000.
How do I verify that?
That my name is Todd.
Okay.
I refuse to believe that I'll Wait was a top 40. I don't remember there being a video for it.
I don't remember a video being...
You know what? It could be big. It could be fine. Listen to Top Jimmy.
No.
Right now, listen to Top Jimmy.
Okay, I got
to
go.
I swear to God, if there was a tape player in this room, I'd run out to my car because I have... Because just so you know, Top Jimmy is in my tape player in my car. As we speak, without question. Without lie.
Is this it? Wait.
Oh, Christ. Here is the
house. Is that it?
The
You're listening to the Brown Lodge.
We are really straight. Our songs are really good.
Listen to those harmonies.
See, that's the I won't challenge their musical ability.
What album is this?
This is from Black Celebration.
Are you, wait, is this on that or Suck the Suck that I hate because I suck?
You know what? I don't want to get into a hating Van Halen thing. I really don't, because I don't hate Van Halen.
You
I'm
could,
just very defensive of one of my favorite bands.
You couldn't if you tried, because there's nothing to hate. They're brilliant.
I don't know that they're brilliant.
Oh, there's something really weird going on in the chat room.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that. Yeah. I'm trying to avoid it.
What's that?
I don't want to censor the people. I want to let them do their thing.
Yeah, I don't want to. Seems like the girls are. Oh my God! What's
Speak more clearly. Let us know what you're talking about. Because I'm not looking at the chat.
The girls are apparently think this today's Whip 'Em Out Wednesday.
It actually is.
But well, not on this show. It's not.
Whip 'Em Out Wednesday transcends all shows, though it has been initiated by the Opie and Anthony Show. It's always Whip 'Em Out Wednesday.
That's true.
You're listening to the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net. Why don't you join us in the chat room? You want to know how to get there? You can go to RadioBBQ.net. By gosh, you can click on chat. You can go to TheBrownLodge.com. You can click on chat. It's all linked up. You know what? It's one giant conspiracy, isn't it?
No, see, by conspiracy, do you mean conglomerate?
I mean conspiracy. It's almost like a coup that was referred to by you earlier.
Incorrectly
so. A plan
so.
To take over the world, maybe?
Holy cripes.
I never ate a crepe.
You get one with a little bit of raspberry right in the middle. Meek yummy gots. You put some cream on the top.
By the way, I love JP Anonymous Mike pointing out that the webcams are in the wrong room right now.
What do you mean?
I don't think you're aware of what's going on, so we'll just leave it at that.
The webcam should be in the chat room, not here. Is what he's saying.
Can I take us someplace weird right now?
Sure.
Okay. I think that song you were just playing sucked. I think that was one of
That's
not
weird.
I have nothing to say, but I'm poof poof. I hated that. I honestly, if you were going to make a disc of the greatest Depeche Mode songs and that was on it, I'd kill you.
That was honestly going to be one of the first songs on it.
I mean, I love you dearly.
No, you don't.
No, I do. But I'd love you better dead, if that's what you think is a good song. That was the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
You would prefer me to be dead than think that's a good song.
No, it's not that I prefer you to be dead than think that's a good song.
You just would prefer me to be dead than think that's a good song.
I'm just trying to spin it nice. Yeah, I would. That was horrendous. I'm so mad that I don't have Van Halen in this room right now. Because you listen
talking about, he's definitely got Van Halen somewhere.
Yeah, man. But CD players are. Reach out and touch space. Faith.
See, now you're being a jerk because I wasn't making fun of Van Halen. I was trying to give you some Running with the Devil.
Yeah, he's bounce.
Can't you just play some Sammy Hagar solo stuff? It's the same thing, isn't it?
No. All right. In all honesty, knife fights start in the next 30 seconds. David Lee Roth with Van Halen, the most brilliant band that ever existed on the face of the planet other than the Beatles.
In rock?
No.
In music?
Period.
Okay, I'll let you say it.
I'm not looking for permission.
Is this official?
I'm not looking for permission.
Is this official?
Hey, wait a minute. It's not about official. It's not about anything else. This is the truth. I'm stating fact. The greatest band ever other than the Beatles, period, the end. Sammy Hagar, the guy from Gary Sharona, My Sharona Extreme. No.
Nuno Betancourt?
I'm the one who wants
That's
to
Mr. Big.
Be with you.
I'm pretty sure they and Extreme were the same band.
So was it
weren't
White,
they?
Was it White Lion in that band, too?
I'm a burning things all over the place. Chris. That's not White Lion. What's that? White... Tiger?
No, read it.
Wasn't White Lion from our own island of Staten?
No, only... I hate this.
I think
only
I know a girl
Vito
that dated...
Brada was.
That's the girl. That's the guy that dated my friend... my friend Jen from WSIA.
Really?
The old college radio station here that I was a part of.
I used to hate the fact that his name was Vito because he was so just gross looking. Like he had like the stringy hair. He was almost like Kevin DeBrow from Quiet Riot with his stringy
Come
hair.
Come on, feel the no.
Hey, you said his name wrong. He's actually Kevin DeBrow.
DeBrow. Oh, rock music.
Honestly, you know what I was thinking before? Like, Van Halen versus Depeche Mode. First of all, Depeche Mode, personally, I love Depeche Mode, but as far as you're rating the amount of fans, Depeche Mode will get their ass kicked by Van Halen as far as the amount of fans they have, but...
You know, yeah, but you know what? As far as quantity is concerned, that doesn't make a difference, because if you were going to take Depeche Mode versus, say, Limp Bizkit fans, well, Limp Bizkit fans 5 years ago... They would lose in a physical fight. But in all honesty, on the Van Halen team, I would leap in on Depeche Mode's side to fight the Limp Bizkit fellers. Fellers and fellerettes.
But there's
quantity
no good...
does not mean anything.
No, but I'm saying, for what I'm saying it is, because there's no good band fights anymore. They try to get an Oasis Blur thing going in the 90s. I don't know that it happened. That was kind of like trying to rehash the Jesus Jones versus EMF thing that went on.
isn't there a big Lindsay Lohan, what's the girl?
Hillary Duff?
Hillary Duff thing? Thank you. Isn't there some big series?
There was a Christina Britney thing going on for a while, I think.
That never really even happened.
You don't think so?
Wasn't there a Madonna Elton John thing going on recently?
There absolutely is, and he's so bitchy about the whole thing. Elton John makes some fair points about Madonna.
Hold on. Chair's trying to say something.
No. He's... the chair's voice is heard.
Who do you think the chair prefers?
Between who?
Don't even say it, because you know what? I don't want to dislike the chair and a
chair. Van Halen versus Depeche Mode. What do you have to say? I'm not going to translate it. I'm going to let the chair speak for itself. Case closed.
Oh, the chair started singing. Look at that. The chair's singing to you. You're listening to The Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net.
Hit us on the AOL Instant Messenger at The Brown Lodge. Hit us in the chat room at RadioBBQ Chat. Let 100K know how stupid Depeche Mode is.
Let your voice be heard.
No! Let my voice be heard. Just echo my voice. I can't deal with this.
I like Duran Duran.
Why? You guys are interrupted?
I'm a big Duran Duran fan.
I liked Duran Duran, I should say.
No, their last album wasn't bad. Obviously, it wasn't anything compared.
What, the reunion album with all of them or something? Or?
Yeah, I think... I think everybody was in on that party there.
I can't even take the fact that I'm getting messages left and right. Hey, 100K, make me a DM CD. God damn it. Are you people stupid?
Black Celebration.
That's a great album. See, that I think is the best album.
I prefer Black Cat by Janet Jackson. That's my favorite song ever.
I think I'm getting that song popping into my head.
Black Cat by Janet Jackson?
Please tell me he sent you Top Jimmy already. Jop Timmy.
I'm a little lost on what's going on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't even bother. Whatever you're talking about. That was me doing my David Lee Roth Just a Gigolo impression there, by the way.
Humala bibla himala humala humala bibla zibla bop. That was a really bad try, but I tried. I'm getting hit with messages here. I'm getting hit with questions. Asking why the sky is blue.
I think you're just asking why.
Why is the sky blue? I'm sorry.
I may be crazy here. I may be a little nuts.
I hope desperately you answer what I'm thinking.
Why don't you go ahead, because I'm totally...
No,
I'm absolutely not answering what you're thinking.
Go. Tell me what you got.
I almost want to take a very brief break, come back, have a quick battle, and then wrap it up.
Battle? Wait a minute. You're going to start playing songs now.
Not song silence. We'll give our opinions over them.
Yeah, well, do what you got to do. Why is the sky blue? Before you say anything, why is the sky blue?
It reflects the water.
Vita, why is the sky blue?
Doesn't it have to do with water vapor in the atmosphere?
Well, allow me to tell you both wrong and wrong.
Well, there you go. I'm
the official
right.
The official answer why the sky is blue, because. Play some music.
Okay.
Because.
www.incognito.com.
Wow, look at this guy selling himself.
I feel like I was pickpocketed just now. I don't know what's even happening.
Hey, wait a minute. There was a cheap plug that fell out of my pocket. Seriously, check his...
We'll be back very, very, very briefly.
Very shortly.
But, right, honestly, you're just going to play nothing but effing Depeche Mode the entire time?
No, this is Erasure.
That's Erasure.
We'll be right back.
God, how do I know that?
Why are you playing other music? I thought it was Depeche Mode versus Van Halen.
We're going to break. We don't have Van Halen yet. Behind the scenes stuff going
on.
I'm
not breaking at any point. I'm going to scream over. I hate. Erasure is somewhat related to Depeche Mode, and I'm going to fight them.
Didn't they do it?
Son of a F.
www.speakeasycomics.com.
You are such a shill. Honestly, he's our boy, and he's got some good stuff going on. You guys got to check it all out. www.incognito.com, speakeasycomics.com, sinstudiosonline.com. I'm terrible at remembering stuff. I just click links all the time. Check it out. Go to thebrownlodge.com. Go to our message board. Let everybody know how much you hate Depeche Mode and how much you love Van Halen. How much 100K should quit the show for being a piece of garbage that doesn't realize that Van Halen's the best band that ever existed. Enjoy Erasure. I'm sorry.
Erasure. Little song from a CD called Crackers International. I just winked at Chris in case you didn't know.
And I looked at it and I attempted to thwart it, but I couldn't help but absorb it.
Crackers International, the EP CD. CD EP from Erasure. You're listening to The Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net.
You could also check it out at www.thebrownlodge.com. Hit us on the instant messenger at The Brown Lodge.
Gotta tell you. Hit the chat room as well. TheBrownLodge.com. You can click chat. You can go to RadioBBQ.net. You can click chat as well.
He's drunk with Depeche Mode.
You can also
lost.
Go to the forum and post little messages there, and we'll get to them.
Oh, please do. Absolutely.
Yeah, honestly, you gotta
the
get
forum
up
at RadioBBQ. There's the BrownLodge.com message board.
Well, we've got
go
all
to the RadioBBQ forum.
There's also a new MySpace page, isn't it?
Yeah,
Bad
we forgot
Kitten's asking for some Cure. Bad Kitten, actually.
We're going to start DJing? No, we're in the middle of fighting right now. DJ
but this is the thing.
Later.
I want to say I love... I'll give this to Bad Kitten quietly while we're talking, but I love my Lodge brothers.
By the way, it's Bad Kitty.
I can't read that. Did I ever say I could read, honestly? This isn't a rehash, by the way. We're not looping. We played this song earlier when in our tribute to Bret Easton Ellis, because I suppose that's what it was.
You looped it. You looped it.
I love my Lodge Brothers. I do.
I feel a butt coming.
I'm like a cousin, though.
I love my Lodge Brothers. I love my new Lodge Brother here, who's with us tonight, Vito. I love Chris. It's going to get violent.
I feel like there's a knife fight coming any minute now.
I love my Lodge Brother in absentia, Runner. Thank you for letting
me sit
here. I
love Runner as well.
Here.
We're about to have it out.
There's nothing to have out.
I feel like the fact that The Cure is the background music almost makes Depeche Mode the home team. But since this is Runner's studio and...
the thing is, it doesn't. Because the fact of the matter is, I love me some Cure. Love me some Cure. Does not automatically leave you home.
I don't even know if The Cure liked Depeche Mode. Robert Smith hates everybody. He probably hates Depeche Mode and loves Van Halen.
He put his lipstick on straight. He couldn't love anything.
Nor comb his hair.
No, I think he actually... I'd go on the record and say he probably combed it pretty often.
We're going to have it out. We're going to have Van Halen. They're going to do Top Jimmy for us in this battle of the bands. Depeche Mode, they're going to perform a song called Get the Balance Right. They're not bringing their A game, because it's all I have on me. and I know Runner has no...
That's your choice for the best Van Halen song. Is Get the Balance Right, is that your choice for the best Depeche Mode song?
Nah, but you know what? It's so effing good, it's good enough.
Okay, then that's a battle.
Are you guys ready, honestly?
Remember on Cosby Show, whenever they would do the dance challenge, and they would yell, "Challenge!"
No, can you elaborate a little?
No, they were tap dancing. Just they yell it. Challenge.
Just yell it and start the song.
Okay, we're gonna start Depeche Mode first because I have to find where the Top Jimmy file went.
Son of a f!
Did you want to go first?
No. I want to close out with the Halen.
Okay.
So everyone could accept it. My girl Angel knows what's up. Ugh. I'm gonna take a little bit of vomit.
3 minutes and 10 seconds, we'll be back. Here's the obvious choice. It's Depeche Mode. We get the balance right.
Seriously, the thing is, I'm not going any place for the next 3 minutes. I'm going to sit here and listen to this garbage.
Speaking of garbage, another good band.
Shirley Hanson hates this song. The guys from Hanson love this song.
to the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net. Angel, I agree with you. Elijah Dusku is very cute. I'm just trying to figure out why you lost your crush on River Phoenix when you found out he was dead. Did that not make it like a little sexier or something?
Oh, God.
That was Depeche Mode with Get the Balance Right. Right here on RadioBBQ.music. This is Erasure. Coming in where they shouldn't be right now, so
could
we're going to get to...
Could I ask you a question? What, I thought we had... come on. Well, I thought I was going to have a chance. Oh, seriously.
Go ahead, comment.
Seriously. Just... No. Just bring it.
Are you ready?
Tell me this guy is... Listen to it.
Here's a song that's not as good.
I'm not even going to shut my mic off because I sound like a jerk talking over brilliance. Choice is obvious, my friends. You've been listening to the Brown Lodge. We love you all so much for checking us out tonight. We're going to put a little survey up on our site this week so you can let everybody know, let your voice be heard. Depeche Mode, Van Halen. Obviously, the choice is, it isn't even a choice. Check us out every Monday and Wednesday night here, 8 to 10 p.m. on RadioBBQ.net. Thank you to Dan. Thank you to all of you for coming and checking this nonsense out. We've been having a good time, and we're enjoying it. This archive will be up fairly soon. You're about to say something nasty about Van Halen, aren't you?
Absolutely not. I won't say a word.
You're smart to not do that, because...
Thank you, everybody, for letting me come in.
Seriously, we want to say a quick thank you to Vito for coming in here tonight. Check out his website, incogvito.com, sinstudioonline.com, or speakeasycomics.com. Check all his stuff out. Buy all his stuff because it's going to be good. And then you
sign up for the mailing list, too.
That, too. And you're going to be able to say one day, hey, I was in at the ground level. I was there for the IPO, just like I was for the Brown Lodge at RadioBBQ.net. Thank you to everybody. We love you so much. We're going to see you in, how many days is it between Wednesday and Friday? I mean, Wednesday and Monday. Five. 5 days. We're going to see you in 5 days here. Our boy Runner will be back with us. Thank God.
Welcome back, Runner.
In honor of him, I'd like to invite you down to the Brown Lodge to have a hot toddy with us.
Ew. And never let anybody know the asylum is up next. Listen to the Brown Lodge, the home of Van Halen.